special guest John Weaver with us tonight.
The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. As hard as it is to believe, three regular season games are already in the books, and Clay County comes into week four on an upswing after obliterating the Joe Burns Red Devils 48-7 last week. Tonight, the 2-1 Bulldogs step back outside of Region 4A play, providing head coach Jake Johnson and his staff a chance to hone the Dogs' skills one more time before a massive midseason matchup with the Gordonsville Tigers. Hoping to catch the black and gold looking ahead this evening are head coach Noah Rapaski and his 0-3 Cumberland County Jets, who have flown 60 miles off of the Cumberland Plateau to John Teeples Field, searching for their first outright on-field victory since 2016. Will the Bulldogs come unchained or be tamed? Will the Jets hit mock speed or crash and burn? Find out tonight as Clay County and Cumberland County meet for the fifth time.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke, like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dawgs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is the CarQuest pregame show and our fourth broadcast of this 2020 football season. For the third time this year, we're in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth high atop Joe Neal Elite Stadium. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll describe the action for you this evening. I'm accompanied tonight by our network producer, the unshakable Rob Edwards.
That could be my favorite one so far, the unshakable. Thank you, Daniel. Happy to be here. Great evening for football.
It is. Finally getting a little cooler now that the sun's going down. Also joining us is our statistician, analyst, and founder, the undeterrable Thomas Weaver.
Thank you for that kind introduction, Daniel. Appreciate that. Second week in a row here at home, guys, and this is where you want to be on a Friday night in September, under the lights, getting ready for high school football. You know, it's the purest form of the game. Plus, I get to be here with you two. The closet pigskin prognosticator who poses as a basketball coach, and Mr. Da Vinci himself, Daniel. What more can you ask for?
It's always a fun time when we get together. You know, people always thank us for doing this, and we appreciate that, but I don't know what it's not as much for us, you know, as it is for them.
No doubt about it. And like us, the Dawgs seem to like being here at home pretty good, too, after what we saw last week out of this team. What a statement they made against Joe Burns, and they're here tonight to keep it rolling against the Jets.
They are. Really closed some gaps and answered some questions that we needed to get took care of, and they're getting into season form.
They are, and, you know, we kept it rolling here on the Horizon Sports Network, first of all because of you two, and I don't get to say it enough, but I want to thank you again. No jokes, all jokes aside, appreciate you guys always being here with us. And most importantly, because of the sponsors who make it all happen. You know, Daniel, and we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, amazingly, we surpassed the 50,000 listens mark early this season. You know, when we came up with this harebrained idea, we never imagined it would take off like it has. And it wouldn't have without you two and the support we've gotten from the sponsors.
We just appreciate Bulldog Nation tuning in and checking it out. I know a lot of folks, even they may come to a game live, go back and listen on the internet after the fact, and that's just great.
It is, you know, and that's one thing about the Horizon Sports Network, folks. Once a game is called live, it will always be there at DaleHollowHorizon.com. We also want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper each week, because that's where this thing got started. It's just an extension of our weekly coverage in print. And up next, as we do every week during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in this week's paper in our Horizon Weekly Recap. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's domination of Joe Burns. Coming up next after these words from our sponsor.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, and now it's time to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. And Daniel, this is kind of an important one. We had a little mix-up at the printer on our addressing. Brother John sitting here alongside us, the publisher of the Dale Hall Horizon. He can explain that to folks.
Well, what happened is, you know, the subscribers probably haven't seen their paper in their mailbox yet this week because they weren't sent out due to a labeling error. So we're going to get those back, relabel them, and get them back out this coming week, along with the next edition of the Horizon.
So folks will get two at a time who are subscribers on the mailing list. And we also had a delay because of the holidays, so it's just kind of one of those weeks all the way around. So look, folks, look for two newspapers in your mailbox next week, one for this week and one for next. And this is what you missed. The headline read, Dogs Run Past Red Devils 48-7. And the story talked about how Clay County proved their team to be reckoned with in Region 4A with their domination of Joe Burns to improve to 2-1 on the young season. And they did. They didn't just win, Daniel. They made a statement, as I said earlier, as your summary is going to show.
It was dominant. It was junior tailback Carson Sharp that got things started when he took an option pitch from sophomore quarterback Keaton Arms 34 yards to pay dirt before sophomore Levi Garrett nailed the first of six made extra points on the night to make it 7-9 early in the opening period. Arms then found sophomore Joseph Markham on the next Bulldog possession from 16 out to cap a 7-play, 66-yard drive early in the second stanza, which was followed by three consecutive scores by second-year star utility man Alec Kerr. Kerr first turned a short swing pass into a 40-yard touchdown, then completed an electric 63-yard punt return score, and finished the flurry with a 34-yard reception from Arms, resulting in six more points, and this all happened in just over 2 minutes of gameplay right before the half. In the third quarter, Arms added a 37-yard rushing score before sophomore Jimmy Burchett tacked on the exclamation point with a 16-yard rushing touchdown to account for the final margin of Clay County 48, Joe Burns Red Devils 7.
This is an impressive performance all the way around, and Clay County produced 298 yards of total offense on 35 plays in their win over Joe Burns, including 189 rushing yards and three touchdowns on 30 carries, and 109 passing yards and three touchdowns. Arms accounted for all the yards and touchdowns through the air on 5 of 5 passing, with completions to Kerr, who caught 3 for 92 yards, two of them scores, and Markham, who caught 2 for 17 yards, one of those a score. Sharp again led the team in rushing with 12 carries for 96 yards and a touchdown, while Arms had 3 carries for 53 yards and a touchdown. Markham, 4 carries for 23 yards. Jimmy Burchett, 3 carries for 16 yards and a touchdown. And freshman Austin Anderson, 6 carries, 2 yards. And Tyler Waffle, 2 carries, negative 1 yards. They also had carries. Arms and Coons each had 6 tackles apiece to lead the team. Markham had an interception. Senior Bryson Burchett, they both recorded 5 tackles. Garrett Hamilton and Jimmy Burchett had 3 stops. Goad, Kerr, Sharp, and Anderson made 2 tackles. Sharp had an interception. Goad a sack and a tackle for loss. And freshman Waffle, Joseph Birdwell, and Ben Maxfield each had 1 stop in the contest. Again, folks, if you hadn't received your paper, it will come with next week's newspaper. You can read that entire story. And also next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in your Dale Hall Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Jets here in Salina on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history for tonight's opponents, as we always do. The Bulldogs have made the TWSWA playoffs for three consecutive seasons. These current seniors trying to become the first class since the graduates of 1999 to go to the playoffs all four seasons of their high school careers. 22 appearances overall for Clay County in the postseason, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 9-22 overall. Their furthest advancement was the semifinals during that great run in 1985. Cumberland County has made five total playoff appearances, first in 1982 and most recently in 2015. The Jets have a playoff record of 1-5, with their furthest advancement being the second round in 1982. These teams are meeting for only the fifth time in their histories. They first squared off in 1939, back before World War II, when Crossville beat Salina 44-0, the Jets won again in 1940, 19-0, and the teams had a scoreless tie in 1941. The series then took a 78-year hiatus before being renewed last year when the Bulldogs won 29-0, giving Clay County a 1-2-1 record in the series. Landmark stat leaders from the series are pretty slim. They only include last year's stuff, Thomas, and we've got a few there I'll let you share.
Well, it may be slim, but it's a dominant performance by the two-time All-Stater, probably going to be third this time this year. Dalton Goad had 13 tackles against the Jets. Three of those were sacks, Daniel, to add to that all-time leading career sack total he has. So just a dominant performance by Dalton Goad last year.
I look for another big night from him tonight. That concludes our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we'll return with our lustral and decadal history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Abina Bulldog History. So far this season, we've discussed the 1950, 1955, and 1960 Bulldog teams. Tonight, we continue our march forward in time to 1965. Lyndon Johnson began his full term as the United States President. Protesting over civil rights and the Vietnam War was widespread. The Beatles and Bob Dylan were taking the music scene by storm, and John Teeples was in his 11th year as the Salina Bulldogs head football coach. This is one of Coach Teeples' better squads, Thomas, that we're going to talk about. He had a lot of good ones. This was a group that was the Upper Cumberland Conference Class A champions, a pretty big deal back at that time. This prior to the modern districts and regions that we know of in these days. They had a 6-3-1 record, put up about 19 points a game, only allowed 9 points a game. They actually defensively rank in the top 10 of all-time Bulldog squads defensively in an overall ranking that put them in the top 20 of our Horizon Sports Network power rankings a few years ago. Just a lot of legendary names here. We'll let you share them. We're going to talk a little bit about some of these guys because we know some of them very well.
And we got one that we like to go by classes, Daniel. We got a player we don't know what class he was in at this time, Jerry Maxfield. And then we have 11 that are designated as freshmen, Haskell Bailey, Danny Bowles, Ronnie Boone, Jerry Burnett, Terry Collins, James Colson, Jerry Cummins, Robert Davis, Norman Thompson, Wallace Walker, and Butch Young. That's several there that became really good players in their day. 8 sophomores, Jimmy Arms, Lester Bowles, Butch Burnett, Larry Lacey, Willis Smith, David Spear, Kenneth Spivey, and our uncle and Hall of Fame member, Don Napier. Had 5 juniors, Galen Austin, Bill Hamilton, Raymond Lacey, and 2 Hall of Famers in that junior class, the great Russell Richardson and David Threet, 2 coaching legends. And then 9 seniors led this team, Daniel. Charles Bailey, Daniel Boone, Gregory Birch, Fred Emerton, Roger Gray, Tom Neely, Dudley Spear, and our other uncle, Jack Napier, and one dear to my heart, Coach Dennis Smith. Just a great group right there. Of course, like you said, head coach by John Teeples, who also is a Hall of Famer. The field's named after him. And assistant coach, Bobby Westmoreland, a young Bobby Westmoreland at the time.
He was.
And managers, Danny Borden, Randy Mabry, and Jerry Poindexter. John, you know, you and I got to play together on one team. There's 2 other brothers, Uncle Don and Uncle Jack.
Yeah, and just hearing those names call off, those are just men of the community that meant so much to us when we were growing up. Not just throwing the football around, which we did all the time. You know, that was the normal for us with those guys. But just great to see those names, incredible. You know, went on to become coaches that we respect. And
yep.
Just legends.
That is certainly the story to some of these guys. You talk about Russell Richardson, David Threet, Dennis Smith. Just inspired so many following generations of Bulldogs, along with all these other guys, too, that we named off. Such a good squad here. As we mentioned, they did have a 6-3-1 record. They opened up 3-0 after beating Livingston, Baxter, and Monterey. As a matter of fact, not only did they beat them, but they shut them all out, didn't give up a single point in those first games. Now, I was speaking with Uncle Don by text message earlier this afternoon, and I told him we were going to be discussing this team, and I've heard lots of stories around Thanksgiving dinner tables and at Christmas time about this Monroe County, Kentucky game. We traveled north of the border to play Tompkinsville High School. It ended in a tie, 19-19, and many times I've heard Uncle Don tell the story of there was a kickoff return and a punt return touchdown by Uncle Jack, who was the senior you mentioned. Both of them were called back. When you go up there, it's pretty tough to win. Now, Tompkinsville was no slouch. They had future Hall of Famer Bill Bouchon playing on that squad. Uncle Don says it was a standing room only game. Huge crowd, very boisterous, and it was a big deal going up there. Did not get the win, so that did leave them 3-0-1 after that fourth week. Then lost to a very strong Trousdale County team. Turned around and beat Gordonsville to get to 4-1-1 on the season. Then lost to Smith County, who ended up being a very good postseason team, bowl team that year, before decimating DeKalb County in the eighth game of the season, 41-0. Now, that put them at a 5-2-1 record, and it was at that time that this squad was selected to play in the Strawberry Bowl. I do have an article here. I'm going to go ahead and read through it. It's from the 1965 Tennessean. Headline reads, McMinnville Salina Clash in the Strawberry. It was written out of Portland, Tennessee, where the game took place. McMinnville City and Salina will clash in the Strawberry Bowl here on November 12th, bowl officials announced yesterday. The two teams, which have lost two games each this fall, will be set for the kickoff at 7:30 p.m. McMinnville City is 6-2-1 for the campaign and winds up its regular campaign tonight in a battle with unbeaten Mount Juliet of the Nashville Interscholastic League. Salina, 5-2-1, collides with York tonight to finish out their season. The game will feature a pair of fine quarterbacks who will like to throw the ball around, but each club has some fine running backs. Ronnie Campbell, the Rebel thrower, has over 1,000 yards through the air for this season. Ronnie Brown, a lanky end, has been his favorite target. Salina uses the experienced arm of Jack Napier, a 3-year signal caller, who's come into his own as a passer this season after showing some fine running form in his first 2 years. City has lost to Manchester and Watertown and tied Lynchburg. The latter two teams are already bowl-bound, and Manchester at 8-1 is certain to get a bid. The Bulldogs were beaten by undefeated Hartsville in a hard-fought contest and fell on 2 last-period touchdowns to Carthage, which is also a bowl team. They tied Tompkinsville, Kentucky. So that was written prior to the York game, which Salina went to Jamestown and finished the regular season with a 16-6 win, and then they did face McMinnville in the Strawberry Bowl. I can't help but reading a short write-up of that one, also from the 1965 Tennessee, and headline there reads, McMinn City tips Salina 19-7 in Strawberry. McMinnville City, down 7-6 at halftime, rallied for 2 second-half touchdowns here yesterday afternoon in the Strawberry Bowl to down Salina 19-7. Tommy Craven scored the first touchdown for the winners in the first period, but City failed to make the extra point. Salina's Jack Napier then carried over from the 10, and then he added the PAT, and Salina went ahead 7-6. Buddy Stevens carried over from the 5 in the third period to put Coach Tom Sparkman's Rebels ahead to stay. A Ronnie Campbell pass for 30 yards to Mike McMurray added an insurance touchdown for McMinnville City. Napier was voted the most valuable back of the bowl, and lineman honors went to City center John Lee. The Rebels finished the season with an 8-2-1 mark, while Salina is now 6-3-1. And that is how that 1965 Bulldog season wrapped up in the Strawberry Bowl, Thomas. Pretty good season they put together there.
No doubt. And you got to give Uncle Jack credit. You don't see many losing teams star named MVP. That was pretty impressive outing by him.
Good point. John, comments on that?
Not necessarily. I just can't think of anything but that tie game, you know, just having to walk off the field without a winner. I wonder how that actually went down in the end. Do you ever hear him tell anything about that?
I know. It is strange. Of course, we all played in the overtime era, so there was not ties. So that would be a tough pill to swallow for sure.
Especially early in the season. You know, those guys were ramped up, ready for a good year.
Thomas, I'll let you share the cheerleaders and the football queen.
Cheerleaders included Connie Etheridge, Donna Keene, Jane Clark, Joyce Moore, Judy Fisher, Linda Drummond, Linda Maywald, and Wanda Napier. And the football queen that year, Daniel, was Phyllis Young. We've got photos of them, and that team photo of this team will also be in the newspaper this week.
Folks, it has been our pleasure to discuss this 1965 Salina High School Bulldog squad who are celebrating their 55th anniversary. And this has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278, or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owner Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off the termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest pregame show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineup. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County hosting Cumberland County, where the 2-1 Dogs will take on the 0-3 Jets in a Week 4 non-conference game. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson and senior lineman Seth Eads for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, as always, thanks for having us over.
Hey, glad you made it in, Thomas.
Seth, appreciate you sitting down with us.
No problem.
Coach, where do we start? You know, all I can say is the Dogs kind of put it all together last Friday night against Joe Burns. That was a complete game from start to finish.
Well, that's what we were waiting to see. And, you know, we feel like we were rusty. Just a little tweak, a little bend here and there, because, you know, we're still in scrimmage mode those first 2 weeks, trying to figure out, you know, really our scheme, who we were, what we can hang our hat on. And, you know, coming out and playing that clean of a game through all three phases, you know, is what we've been waiting on.
Right. And it started on the defensive side, pretty much shut them down. But I kind of knew that offensive explosion was coming. We just didn't know when, Coach.
Just didn't know when, waiting for it to click. And you know, we're breaking in a new face under center. And you know, Grant, he's good. You know, you saw that.
We,
you know, it's in him. It's just, but he's still a sophomore. You know,
right.
He's still learning. He's still processing. But I think he's starting to get the hang of it. You know, the guys around him have really stepped up, you know, up front as far as, I mean, just a dominant game on both
right.
sides.
That's what I was going to say. To me, it started up front.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that offensive line, it came up in came out in the two-back set the tone, you know, running straight downhill. And this guy right here sitting beside you, Coach, he's been a big part of that for a long time, Seth Eads. I like to call him Mr. Consistency up front. Your anchor at center.
I think that's a fair call. But you know, he's going into his senior year. You know, he's starting to make the line calls. He's starting to make us right. in pass protections and in our combos and the run game. I mean, he's really the glue that holds us together and is making us right, making those adjustments when they flow linebackers or, you know, I mean, without that, you know, really being, he's essentially your quarterback of the offensive line. You know, he's going to make us right. And then there's value to that, and he's earned that. You know, this is, you know, ever since I've been here, he's been our center. You know, there's been nobody else. He's
been here 10 years or something.
No, no, three. No, you know, we're not, he's not that much of a holdback.
Right. But he has been the anchor of that offensive line. And you know, Seth, you see Keaton Arms throwing for touchdowns and Alec Kerr running across the goal line. To me, you're the unsung hero up there. You know, no stats much for a center, but talk about that. And how do you keep motivated just to keep banging on those guys every night?
I don't know. It's just fun to hit people, and it's adrenaline rush when you see the skinny guys take off.
That's right. And besides being that anchor at offensive line, you've been on the other side some this year, especially, Seth, and you got the start with classmate Dalton Goad kind of limited Friday night. What was that like, getting to unleash some aggression over there?
Well, it was a lot different, but I enjoyed it. Definitely looking forward to playing some more defense.
Right. And, Coach, it's been nice to have that rotation of Seth coming in all season long.
And that's something he's earned, you know, in the off season. He's really stepped up his game and his preparation. Not that it lacked before, you know.
Right.
It's just that he's really took it to another level. And, you know, hey, if a dog's hungry, you got to feed him, you know. And that's kind of where we're at. But it's making us deeper
on
the defensive line. And, you know, because a lot of those guys are going two ways. And you know, he almost had the sack the other night. I was rooting for him, you know, but he definitely felt him as soon as he let go of the ball. Just a little step. Seth almost got him a sack, so I was really, really rooting for that.
And, you know, that had to feel good, Seth. I know you guys got the win over the Red Devils last season in a close one, and then coming out and really dominating Joe Burns Friday night. Had to feel good.
Oh, it did. Felt amazing.
And it was kind of the first step towards that goal that, Coach, you've had 1-0 in Region 4A now.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the thing about it is, you know, you want to take it one week at a time. And we've discussed this a little bit. I don't think we've even talked about Gordonsville or Monterey or anybody. It's a one week at a time focus. And you know, a lot, unfairly, here's something to question. Well, it looks like the region title's coming between you and Gordonsville. It's like, hey, you know, nobody still beat the champs yet. You know, until somebody does, they're still the champs. But, you know, it was a good step in the right direction. But, you know, it's got to be a one week at a time. And, you know, we handle things that way. The rest will take care of itself.
Well, I don't know if I should ask you this question. Coach doesn't want you to look ahead, but I'm sure you'd love nothing more, Seth, to be the first senior group in school history to go out and win a region title.
Oh, yeah, it'd be great. It'd be a real honor to have, just knowing that you're the first.
Well, and you guys have kind of changed the face of Clay County football here in the last decade or so. You've been part of that group. That also has to be something that you're proud of.
Yeah, it feels good to win a little bit.
Right.
Well, you know, not only that, you talk history. I mean, it's the first, could potentially be the first class to make four straight playoff appearances in a very, very long time. So, you know, regardless of where the chips fall, I mean, this senior class has really turned things around and really been the cornerstone, hopefully, of things to come and bringing football back.
Right. And Seth's been a big part of that. You talked about, you know, they're smaller numbers, just four of them. But what's Seth and this senior group meant leadership-wise?
You know, a lot of it with these guys, you know, a lot of them are example guys. You know, and they got a little bit of rah-rah to them, and then that's okay. But, you know, to me, a true leader, he leads by example. You know, he holds people accountable, and these guys do that, you know. You know, something you like to see as a coach, as, you know, they're coaching these guys up before I can even, you know, get to them when they make a mistake. Hey, you should have went here. Hey, we got to get better hand placement here. You know, Seth's really good about that, you know, with the offensive line, and that's something. You know, it's not a statistic. You know, you don't get that. But, I mean, like I said before, he makes us right. You know, that's where we get that offensive production from, especially last week was because of Seth.
No doubt about it. And tonight, Seth's kind of one of those non-conference tune-up games, to say the least. Need to keep it rolling tonight against the Jets, I assume.
Yes, sir. We'll always need to come out and play physical. They definitely got size on us, but we ain't worried about it.
and another big school, like Seth said, Coach, they're going to have the size. They're going to have the numbers. You know, we saw what that was when we went to Crossville already this year at Stone. What's it going to look like tonight when Crossville comes to us?
Well, they're much improved. You know, they've got a new head coach, and Coach Rapaski they got from Upperman. He's their offensive coordinator. They're fundamental. They're getting more fundamental. He's teaching them good stuff. You know, it's going to be a battle. It's not the same old Crossville. They came close.
Right.
You know, almost beat a Scott County team and a Livingston team. I mean, down to the wire. We're going to have a work cut out for us. But, you know, I think our guys are going to be ready. They're going to be prepared. And, you know, it's hopefully it's our night.
Seth, are you ready for that?
Yes, sir.
All right. We are, too. We're looking forward to it, guys. Appreciate you taking the time. And good luck tonight against the Jets.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson. Brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for How They Fared. Let's start with... now that Thomas and Daniel joined us,
we're here.
And that is brought to us by Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Indeed.
I just ripped the headset off of Brother John here. I should have just let you make my picks. You might have helped.
Yeah, John was prepped. He's ready to go. So, the Columbia Academy Bulldogs, the week one opponent of Clay County, currently 0-2. They had a bye last week. This week they host Davidson Academy. Stone Memorial Panthers last week fell to 1-2 after a 31-30 closely contested game to the DeKalb County Tigers.
The Cavs are a tough team. I feel like that's, you know, shows Stone pretty tough, too.
Stone's solid. They're going to win a lot of games this year.
This week, Stone hosts Christian Academy of Knoxville. The Warriors come into town. Of course, the Joe Burns Red Devils fell to 1-2 after leaving here at Clay County. They host the Houston County Fighting Irish this week. Out-of-region game.
Interesting mascot.
Cumberland County Jets are currently 0-3, as you guys have already touched upon, but they are on a, well, you could say a 21-game losing streak if you count the forfeit to Powell or from Powell, a game that they actually lost 42-0, but got the forfeit victory. The last time they won a game against regular competition was 33 games ago. That was a 13-12 victory over Chattanooga Central. The Purple Pounders.
I thought the Fighting Irish was a strange mascot. The Purple Pounders. You know, that's a big statement. These seniors on this Cumberland County squad have never been on the field for a victory. And hats off to them, you know, for continuing to play ball, you know, and having a lot of pride in their program, no doubt. That's a tough place to be.
It is, and you look at this team, we were looking at them warming up. They've got good-looking personnel. It's just one of those things. Historically, just haven't been a great program.
Gordonsville Tigers 2-1 after a 53-14 thrashing of Pickett County last week. Tonight, they host Trousdale County in a game that we're going to pick here on the Horizon Sports Network.
We had a picking order set up. I think the leader has to go first, doesn't he?
Well, that appears to be a new rule that we put in.
I was trying to help Thomas.
Particularly because I'm in the lead, I suppose. I'm going to go. I have two losses, and they both come Trousdale County. I'm going with Gordonsville.
I'll just go ahead and pick then. You know, I had the Yellow Jackets in my sights all week anyway, even though – you know, I got to go against Coach to try to gain a game. So, Trousdale County, on the road.
Trousdale is not going to lose to Gordonsville. They're not going to do it. Jackets.
Westmoreland Eagles fell to 1-2, or actually improved to 1-2 after a 34-12 victory over Jackson County. This week they host Whites Creek. Pickett County fell to 1-2 after that 53-14 loss to Gordonsville. Tonight they are at Eagleville. White County Warriors fell to 1-1 last week, a 10-7 loss to Christian Academy in Knoxville. tonight. They are at Cookeville, their big rivalry game. Another one we're going to pick.
First game on the Cavaliers' new artificial turf that they've installed. I'm just going to break picking order and go first on this one. I say White County pulls off the big rivalry upset.
You know, White County's really showed some signs. They got a new quarterback who's putting up a lot of big numbers. They're going to be a solid football team, but they can't handle the Cavaliers at home in their opener on that new field. Cookeville.
I'm going with you, Thomas. I'm picking Cookeville. Monterey Wildcats 1-1 for a 44-8 win over Red Bull in the Springs. Tonight they are at Harriman.
Wildcats in this last AP poll sitting at 10th. I guess they're going off of the steam of last season's undefeated regular season. Them and Gordon's were actually tied for 10th. That's fine. Give them all the accolades you want to. We've got them here at home coming up here in a month or so.
And I think you might see what the Wildcats are made of a little bit. Harriman's not a bad program. I feel like that could be a challenge for them.
Yeah.
Red Bullens currently sits at 0-3 after that 44-8 loss to Monterey. Tonight they host the Blue Devils of Jackson County. Clay's opponents on the season are 8-18 overall. One more game we'll pick this week is Upperman at Livingston Academy.
Well, you know which way I'm going. Every time you put the Hog Eye on there, I can't pick them. The Bees roll.
I'm going with the alma mater. I'm going with the Bees.
I'll take Hog Eye on that one. I think they are an underdog. I've seen a little bit of film on them. They didn't impress me, but they win tonight. They get the Bees.
There was another big game tonight that got struck by the COVID, I think, down in South Pittsburgh. They were going to host Marion County, but that one has been put off, postponed, canceled, whatever you want to call it.
And we've seen a lot of that in this season, you know, people, but we've never seen it on a Friday afternoon, and that's the way this one came down, guys. You know, they say it's the biggest rivalry in the entire state, maybe the entire region. Who knows? So a lot of disappointing folks down that way.
Another big rivalry taking place tonight between Alcoa and Maryville. Always a good one there.
This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. We're about 12 and a half minutes away from kickoff. Please come back after these words from our sponsors.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for the Westmoreland Management Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Tell us what you think, Thomas.
Well, we'll start on offense. We saw what this team was capable of, Brother John, and last week and against the Red Devils, and I think they're going to keep it rolling tonight. We are undersized and outnumbered again by this 4A school, so in my opinion, we need to jump on them quick and make them play from behind, just like we did against Joe Burns. Go out, smack them in the mouth, and get on them, and get them on their heels early. By doing that, size and numbers don't matter, John.
Makes sense to me. Looking out here out this window, I saw some pretty good size units over there in the blue jerseys. So speed and quickness might be a key. How about on the defensive side?
Well, same game plan as Joe Burns. I talked to Coach Johnson about this. You know, he says, hey, he's going to load the box again, sell out to the run. And we can do that because of these cover guys we got. We talk about them all the time, Daniel and I do. But they deserve it. You put them on an island, and they make it happen. Carson Sharp's the leader of that bunch over there at corner. Jacob Burnett, the senior, doing a great job. We didn't call his name much last week, and for good reason. They didn't throw at him much. And Alec Kerr over the top. You can't ask for any better, can you, Daniel?
Kerr told me earlier today, I asked him how his back was. He said, it's good. Said, this week I'm going to play a little tougher defense. Said, I played soft last week on purpose a little bit. If that was soft, I'm looking forward to tonight.
Can't wait to see it.
Thomas, is there like an overall key or something that, you know, just in general that could be lead to success for them?
Well, we talked about it and how they fared. You know, the Jets are historically bad, but they've got the pieces and they've always had them. So to me, the key's not overlooking them tonight. Daniel mentioned it in the beginning of this broadcast because we've got a big one next week at Gordonsville, guys. It's be hard to not look ahead to that one. So tonight's one of these trap-type games, and we got to come out, take care of business, and put this Crossville team away. Don't give them any hope. We saw what that can do last week. They almost upset Hawkeye. We need to do what L.A. didn't do, put them away early, leave no doubt who the best team on John Teeples Field is tonight.
Folks, that's been Keys to the Game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Now we'll turn our eyes to the Clay County skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature currently is around 82 degrees, possibly a little bit cooler now that the sun's went down. At halftime, it's predicted to be at 79 degrees and then still a pretty warm 78 at the end of the game. Pretty muggy out tonight, 74% humidity. No precipitation is falling today in Salina, and there is only a slim 7% chance of precipitation throughout the contest. There's a 3-mile-an-hour wind out of the northeast, and this has been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience, Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SwineHealthRehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home. Serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Time to wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word, where we ask Coach Edwards for his last thoughts before kickoff, brought to you by Strong and Strong Insurance. Coach, it's time for you to cover it all, just like their agency does.
Well, guys, I think it's just back to what Thomas said. A lot of it is, you come off a big win last week, a big region win over Joe Burns. Had a long weekend, had to get back down to business. Got to take this group seriously. Yeah, I know it's a long losing streak, and it's easy to overlook them, but it's a dangerous game. It's a dangerous game for us tonight. But, we don't turn the ball over, I think we'll be fine.
All right. That's been the full coverage final word, sponsored by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Captains, they've just finished meeting at midfield. Cumberland County won the toss.
They elected to receive, so we'll go ahead and give the State Farm starting lineups for both sides of the ball, brought to us by local legend Andrew Locke. Offensive line up front, left to right, junior Wade Coons, sophomore Levi Garrett, senior center Seth East, freshman Hayden McGee, and sophomore John Hamilton. Receiving core, two seniors, Bryson Merchant, Jacob Burnett, and sophomore Alec Kerr. Fullback Joseph Markham, running back Carson Sharp, and the quarterback sophomore Keaton Arms. Defensively, nose guard, senior center. He's not a center on this side of the ball, he's a nose guard, Seth Eads. Defensive tackles, two sophomores, Levi Garrett and John Hamilton. Inside backers, a junior, Wade Coons, and two sophomores, Joseph Markham and Keaton Arms. Outside linebackers, Bryson and Jimmy Burchett. Defensive backs, Jacob Burnett and Carson Sharp at the corners, Alec Kerr at the safety. These have been the State Farm starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. It is almost time for kickoff here at John Teeples Field. Clay County, the home team tonight, going to be kicking off from left to right. They have black helmets with black pants and their home gold jerseys with black numerals on them. Crossville, the visiting squad, sitting to the right from our vantage point. They have sky blue helmets and pants with white jerseys. Have those baby blue, sky blue, whatever you want to call it, numerals on those jerseys. Levi Garrett's done such a great job this year kicking, and he takes care of it tonight, putting his foot to it to get this another way. It's caught by Jed at the 20, and here he comes upfield. He's to the 40, 45, before he's brought down by Joseph Markham. Cumberland County going to have nice field position to start their first drive of the contest. 11 minutes and 52 seconds on this first quarter clock as they take over from their own 47-yard line for first and 10.
And, Daniel, I know you announced Seth Eads as a starter at nose guard, but I see number 62 walking onto the field here tonight.
It is Goad instead of Eads. You're right. Coach Johnson said likely they would swap some time. Goad's still coming back from an injury. Cumberland County junior quarterback Tollett goes under center, tight end and wide out to the right. Play action pass. Tollett rolls to the right. Quick pass released downfield for receivers. Incomplete. Thrown too far. They were targeting number 22, Trevin McGee, a junior, who had the opening kickoff return for around 25 yards, second and 10 after that incomplete pass.
You know, McGee showed some speed on that kickoff return. We did a good job. Markham broke down and brought him down. But now he hit a burst there, Daniel, about the 30-yard line and went 10 yards real fast.
Second and 10 for the Jets. Tollett backs up into the gun. Has a running back at his right hip. Tied in and a fullback to the right. Two wideouts to the left. Hand off inside. Gain of around 3 to 4 yards, getting up to midfield before being brought down by Goad along with other Bulldogs. Setting up third and a long 6 for the Jets.
Just power off tackle right there, Daniel. That's what Coach Johnson said he expected most of the night, and that's what we've seen here early on.
Ball does set in Bulldog territory at the 49. Scoreless here early. Less than a minute's gone off this opening quarter clock. 11 minutes and 10 seconds and ticking. His junior Jet quarterback, Tollett, comes out. He's in the gun. Good-sized running back at his left hip, two wide to the left, tied in a fullback to the right. Whistles blow on the field.
Timeout.
Timeout taken by Cumberland County. Big play coming for them here. A lot of momentum riding on this 3rd and 6. It'll be that when we come back from this break.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live for this 3rd down and 6, Cumberland County on the third play of this opening possession for them. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Tollett in the gun, running back at his right hip, pistol set. There's a fullback over there, too. Play action pass, Tollett releases downfield, has a man. It's caught for the first down. Alec Kerr there to make the stop. First and 10 for the Jets. The ball rests at the Bulldog 34. Cumberland County threatening here early in the first quarter. They break huddle. Tollett's going to be in the gun. Two wide to the right, one to the left. It is a two-back set. There's a fullback who sets off offset to the left, a running back at the right hip of Tollett. Here's the snap. Another play-action pass. Has time. Ball's released deep downfield. Should be offensive pass interference. I don't know what we'll see, though. We saw McGee being defended by Jacob Burnett. McGee pushed Burnett to the turf of John Teeples Field. We'll have to wait for the back judge to decide who he thought was the offender on that play.
Well, Daniel just running straight down the field, and the receiver just ran over Burnett.
Offensive pass interference is starting to be stepped off, but the official changes his mind. This one's going against the black and gold. And the official now, Coach Johnson on the sideline, wanting to speak with the white hat. He's livid. Here early in this one, as the ball's marched forward into the red zone at the Bulldog 19, where Cumberland County has such a great opportunity. First and 10 after that big penalty.
Tough break for the Dogs right here, but they're lining up quick, Daniel.
Tall in the gun, two wide to the left, tight end to the right. Handoff inside to number 20. He's brought down. Goes the tackler. Pickup of around 4 to 5 yards. Reese Crockett, the junior running back. Thomas, I look at the starting offensive lineup that was provided to us by the Jet coaching staff, and I only see one senior skill player, two senior offensive linemen. This is a junior-heavy team. They are not currently on our schedule for next year. However, they've got the opportunity to put together two good seasons here. Here they have it, second and seven after a pickup of three on first down. Two wide to the left, tall in the gun. Tall sweep to the left to Crockett. He's back to the line of scrimmage. Now the 10. Crosses the 10. He's going to be brought down. Jacob Burnett made the initial contact. Crockett never was taken to the turf. However, his forward progress stopped, but only after he picked up what looks to be close to first down yardage, as the ball is now first and goal from the Bulldog 8. Cumberland County getting ready to snap on what's going to be the seventh play of this draft.
And you see that rotation. There comes the senior Seth Ease in for the senior Dalton Gold at nose tackle, getting close to the goal line, kind of going with a heavier front here, Clay County is, to try to stop this power run of the Jets.
Tollett under center. First and goal, two wide to the right, toss sweep that way. Crockett has it, has good blocking out front. He gets back to the line. Now the Dog defense is there. He comes through it, though, breaks tackles, gets all the way down to around the two-yard line before he's driven out of bounds by an unknown Bulldog. They are on the far side of John Peoples Field away from us. Sharp on the tackle. Cumberland County looking good to open this contest. We're still scoreless, 8:59 on this opening quarter clock. Second and goal for the Jets from the Bulldog 3. Eighth play of the drive coming up. A good kickoff return by McGee set him up with good field position to start this drive, and the Jets are capitalizing on it. Tollett in the gun. Actually, he's under center. Play action.
Ooh.
I didn't see it. What happened, Thomas?
Coons, just a straight run up the gut. Wade Coons with a denial about at the two-yard line and drove him back, Daniel.
Good stop by the junior inside linebacker, setting up third and goal now. It was a tackle for loss. Be sure to credit Coons with that one, because they march it back to almost the five.
Just a great job. He read it well, Daniel, and just, you know, hit it right up the gut and met the ball carrier in the backfield. Big third down, just like you say. We've seen this Bulldog deep bend, but they always bow up with their backs against the wall. Let's see if they can do it again here.
Jets have two plays from the Bulldog five. Tollett in the gun. Pistol set, fullback and tailback to his right. Keeper, Tollett on the play action, little zone keeper, and he gets into the end zone. Cumberland County, the visiting squad, have come down here 60 miles to Salina from Crossville and drawn first blood in this contest. They just completed a 53-yard, nine-play drive, chewed up about 4 minutes of game clock as they did it, and what a great opening for the visitors.
Just like we talked about, Daniel, this is not a bad football team. They just haven't had the history behind them, the hope, the tradition. They can move the ball, as they just showed here against Clay County, as the extra point is good. And it's 7-0 Jets here early, guys. And we're going to go to break as Clay County accepts the ball after this.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County having to dig out of a hole early. Cumberland County leading 7-0. As Alec Kerr's dropped deep for the Bulldogs to receive this kickoff. Jet kicker puts his foot to it. Kerr fields it at the 14. Here he comes. 25-30. 35. And he's brought down. Clay County going to take over around the Bulldog 38. 8:03 on this first quarter clock. Cumberland County leads 7-0. First and 10 Bulldogs from their own 38.
Coach, just what we talked about, Clay County may be overlooking this team a little bit. It's time for them to wake up.
Yeah, you can't let a team like Cumberland County get some momentum because, like we said, those seniors never won a game on the field there.
First and 10 for the Dogs. Bryson Burchett playing a tight end, a new offensive look we've seen here. Markham a wing to the left. He comes in motion to the right, arms in the gun, sharp at his left hip. Option play, arms to the left side, going to keep it 40, 45, 50. There's a jet 45 where he completely bulldozes a jet. Gains about two more yards, ends up down as a Cumberland County 43.
Well, if there's one player that's woken up, it was that jet defender right there, Daniel. His arms, like you said, he had the momentum rolling. He was untouched for about 15 yards there and lowered the shoulder and lowered the boom.
First time we've seen a traditional tight end of the Clay County offense, it was senior Bryson Burchett. Ball is at the jet 43. A nice pickup of around, 19 yards, four arms. Three wide to the right, arms in the gun, sharp at his right hip. Going to be a pass. Keaton rolls to the right, balls away, targeting Burnett. It's caught. 30, up to around the 27 before he's brought down. Nice job by Jacob Burnett, the senior. He got into the soft part of the jet zone, set up for it. The sophomore quarterback found him for a first down. Two plays for Clay County on this drive and two first downs.
What about the patience of the sophomore quarterback there, Daniel? Rolled out, set his feet, looked downfield for the score, and then just dropped back underneath and just a perfect throw. Great catch for Burnett.
Ball at the jet 27. Two back set. Sharp gets it up the middle. He could go. He's at the 20. Dodges a man up to the 15. Brought down finally around the 11-yard line. And big left tackle Wade Coons fired up. He gives a big first down signal as his team has run three plays and have three first downs on this drive.
I think they've woken up, Coach.
Ball is at the jet 11. Clay County can earn a first down. Without scoring, it would be down at the 1 if they did so. Arms in the gun, 1st and 10. Sharp at his left hip. Hand off to Carson. He's off right side. He's up to the 5, brought down there. Maybe the 4. We'll have to check the spot. Running hard, either a gain of 6 or 7 for the junior who continues to impress here. He's been the go-to guy on the ground for the Bulldogs, and Thomas, he's carried the load well as he got it down to the jet 4.
No doubt about it. And you've seen him grow as the season's gone on, Daniel. He's been the leading rusher. All three outings for Clay County, and they're back to the line quick.
Heavy set, arms under center, three men behind him. Kerr the tailback, he gets the ball, and he's got to get to the end zone. It's a touchdown for Clay County. They quickly answer the call, bring it back to a 7-6 game, and what a great team effort there for Kerr. He gets the credit for the 4-yard touchdown. However, it was all 11 Bulldogs and a big rugby scrum pushing him forward, Coach.
Absolutely the response that the Bulldogs needed right there to that jet touchdown.
Well, I mean, and how do you do it any better, guys? They were just clicking, not a nut or bolt out of place in that drive.
No, it was a 5-play drive. They had 4 first downs on it, capped it off with a touchdown. Actually, 3 first downs. And the kick's good by Garrett. Clay County now has tied this one up 7-7 halfway through the first quarter. 6:04 remains.
Pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. Are you looking to see?
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, 7-7, halfway through this first quarter. Clay County just completed a five-play scoring drive. They had three first downs on it before. It was a four-yard touchdown by Kerr to finish it off. Garrett's kick was good, making it even 7-7. Thomas, you do such a good job keeping all of our stats for us during every one of these breaks. You don't get a break. You're writing. You're calculating. And I appreciate the hard work you put into it. It's McGee quickly now back to midfield. Another good kickoff return by Trevin McGee, the junior. A good player for the Jets. And once again, Cumberland County going to set up deep. Now, Clay County earlier in the season was using a shorter pooch-style kick, taking away a good return. I'd like to see us go back to that because McGee looks kind of dangerous as a kick returner.
He does, Daniel. We talked about it on the opening kickoff. He's got speed. You know, you miss one tackle on him, and he's going to make you pay.
Directly at midfield are the Jets, first and 10. We are tied up here halfway through the first quarter. Tollett in the gun, two wide to the left, quick pass to the right side, caught in the flats for around seven before Carson Sharp brings down the Jet. Who else was that joining him? Keaton Arms also coming out. Good tackle. I'd give both of them something on that, Thomas.
No doubt about it. Sharp made contact, and Keaton lowered the boom from his linebacker position. Just great coverage there for both of them. Don't really know how the Jet quarterback got that ball in there.
Ball now sits at the Bulldog, 44, pick up a six, setting up second and a short four. Two Jets to the left, one to the right, two back set, Tollett's in the gun. Clay County running their 3-3 defense. Hand off inside to Crockett. He's brought down.
The man.
By Gold. Dalton Gold recording what's his third stop of the contest already. Pick up a one for Crockett. The ball sets at the Bulldog 43 for third, now a short three. As we mentioned, head coach Jake Johnson running the defense this year for the Bulldogs. They've been pretty stingy thus far in the season. Hopefully that continues tonight. Third and short for the Jets. Ball in Bulldog territory. Tall in the gun. Quarterback keeper off left side. Stopped short of the first down. It was Goad. A pickup of about half of what the Jets needed. Should be around fourth and one now.
What a play by Dalton Gold on that one, Daniel. You know, you saw the quarterback ride that back, pull the read option out, and take it to the edge. Gold coming from his nose tackle position straight down the line to stop that one. Big fourth down here.
Fourth and one. Ball at the Bulldog 41. Clay County defensive front going to have to be disciplined. Watch the football. Be leery of a hard count. The punt squad's on the field for the Jets. This surprises me. Could be a fake. I wouldn't expect them to punt from this position of the field. They are going to kick it away. Try to pin Clay County deep. It's a nice punt. Kerr's going to let it go into the end zone, and Clay County ends up taking over, I suppose it's the 20. I'm not sure where they march it back out to. Traditionally, it's the 20 on a touchback. I'm surprised the Jets punted that football. They had it fourth and one on Clay County's end of the field. They're tied up here in the first quarter. That was a great time to go for it, and they give Clay County a break, really.
I am too, Daniel. You know, you don't... I wouldn't want to give this ball back to Clay County on this offensive possession because, I'll tell you what, I've never seen anything like it. I couldn't keep up with that last drive, Daniel. We had to add up the yardage in the break.
Well, get ready because here the Dogs come for another round. They take over at their own 20, first and 10, 7-7 ball game here. 3:45 left in the first. Arms in the gun, three wide to the left. It is a pass, quickly releases, trying to hit Kerr on the slant, hits him in the hands, but a pretty good defensive presence by the Jets makes an incomplete pass take place. Second and 10 now.
I like the looks of that little play. Just we saw it last week. I think I counted up, Daniel. He had 5 touches and scored 4 touchdowns. One of them was called back. Just get it in the guy's hands and let him run. Like you said, good job by the inside linebacker there, cutting that one off and kind of, making Kerr think about it.
Burnett, Burchett, and Kerr split to the right. Bryson Burchett to the left. Arms rolls to his right, throws the ball downfield. Incomplete. He was targeting Jacob Burnett, who had got behind the Jet defenders. Keaton underthrew that football. He did not get his feet set good. He was rolling to the right, and he knows it. He's patting his chest there, Thomas. Big play miss there. Burnett could have went to the house.
Well, I think he thought about that one a little too much. He saw Burnett break free, and he questioned himself before he turned it loose right there. And he just thought about it a little too much. Didn't get the feet around.
Third and 10 after 2 consecutive incomplete passes. Joseph Markham and Jacob Burnett. Timeout going to be called by Clay County. Personnel was a little bit caterwampus there, and Coach Johnson recognized that, wants to make sure he gets a good play on 3rd and 10. 3:35 left in the first quarter. We're tied up at 7.
Fix that washed-out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner. Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking. Your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live at John Peoples Field, Clay County 7, Cumberland County 7. Big 3rd and 10 here for the Dogs. They don't need to do anything foolish, Thomas. Throw an interception, something like that. Don't need a costly turnover here. But they do need 10 yards because this is not 4-down territory. Arms in the gun, 2 wide to either side. Sharp at his right hip. Jimmy Burchett comes in motion across the formation from right to left. Quick pass set up. Arms releases for Burchett. Incomplete. Clay County going to punt it away after 3 incomplete passes. Now, going back to that first drive, Thomas, it was a 5-play drive, and we scored. We were run, pass, run, run, run. This time we opened up 3 straight passes. Couldn't find our mark.
Yeah, and, that goes back to it. Arms didn't throw an incompletion last week. He's 5 for 5 in that contest. You saw him, the first one, maybe not his fault. The second one, underthrown a little bit. That one there is on the far sideline, kind of hard to see. But once you get to 3rd and 10, you got to go to the air. And just one of those 3-and-out drives for Clay County as Markham gets off a pretty nice punt.
Puts his foot to it, end-over-end kick, hits at the Jet 40, takes a bulldog bounce, going to be down at the Cumberland County 37 by Jacob Burnett, who was hustling downfield. Jets are going to take over for what will be their third possession of this first quarter. 3:21 remains in the opening frame. As we said, the Jets take over with their worst field position of the contest so far. It is setting at their own 37.
I think you might see the Clay County defense settle in on this drive, Daniel. We've seen great plays by Goad so far, but no negatives besides the coon stop down here on the goal line earlier when they eventually scored. Let's see if the Dog defense doesn't get a hold of this game right here on this drive.
Tollett in the gun, 1st and 10, swing pass to Crockett, the tailback on the right side. He gets to the line of scrimmage and gets welcomed by Joseph Markham. There is a penalty marker down. Tackle may not count.
Had to be a block in the back or a hold there on the edge, Daniel.
Block in the back against Cumberland County. Coach Johnson will accept that one. It's going to be 1st in a bunch. The penalty marker is down at the Jet 33. This should back them up to around their own 23. And it does so. So it's going to be 1st and 25 for Cumberland County. Jets break huddle, come to the line. Have a 1 wide out to the left, 2 to the right. Tollett in the gun. Crockett, the tailback, at his left hip, a fullback in front of him. Motion now from a wide out across the formation. Quarterback keeper off right side. Tollett going to be brought down for a short gain. Two different dogs there. Jimmy Burchett. Yeah, Jimmy Burchett involved on it. Someone else up front, but definitely Jimmy came in from his corner position. Actually, he's playing outside linebacker now, from his outside linebacker spot. Short pickup for the Jets. It's second, still around 20. As the ball's now at the Cumberland County 28. Seven to seven ball game. 2:20 left in the first quarter. Two wideouts to the left for the Jets. One to the right. Tollett in the gun. Here's the snap. It is a pass. Tollett throws downfield, targeting McGee, and it's going to be broken up. Good coverage by Carson Sharp.
Great play by Sharp right there. Just a good break on the ball. He saw it in the air. It was thrown to the vertical route on the far sideline. It was kind of thrown to the middle of the field. He went through the wide receiver and got a hand in around the front, Daniel, for that breakup.
Third and round 20. Have to watch a screen pass here, perhaps even a gadget play like a flea flicker, reverse, something that could hit big for the Jets. Or they may play it safe and run the ball and choose to punt. They break Cuddle, come to the line. Going to have two wide to the left on third and 20, one to the right. Tollett's in the gun, two-back set, a fullback and a tailback with him. Here's the snap. Rolls out to the left, does Tollett. He's under pressure, has to let go. It's caught by McGee for the first down. What a great play by Cumberland County. And junior Trevin McGee is really having a great night here at John Teeples Field as he takes his team across the 50-yard line and into Bulldog territory. Thomas, third and 20. The Jets convert on a pass play against this good secondary.
Well, just kind of busted coverage right there, I think, Daniel. I think you saw Burnett kind of maybe bite on the short route right there, thought the quarterback as he rolled out, and then Kerr just couldn't get there over the top in time, and a great throw to the sideline for, you know, a miraculous first down, really.
Good position now for the Jets. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. We are tied up at seven. Tollett in the gun, two wide to the right, one to the left. They bring him in motion now. Jet sweep to him. It's Crockett around right side. He gets hit hard by a black and gold bruising player.
Joseph Marker from that linebacker position, Daniel. That's his second tackle of the night, but he's really playing well in there. We talked about him last week. He's really grown up over the last couple of weeks, and you're seeing it right now from a sophomore.
Pickup of one for the Jets, setting up second and nine. The ball's at the Clay County 47, minute and a half left in the first quarter. Cumberland County playing slow, letting that clock tick down. As we mentioned, the Jets have not won an outright contest since 2016. Tollett in the gun, second nine, two wide to the left, the tight end to the right. It is a pass play. He has time, releases, caught by McGee for another Jet first down. Coach Johnson a livid now.
You know, that's just single coverage right here on the outside with McGee and Burchett. Burchett walked up in his face. It was hand-to-hand combat, and McGee just swiped him away, ran a little fade to the sideline. And honestly, Daniel, that's a great pitch and catch right there, hard to defend. This Jet quarterback is doing a fine job. We talked about McGee, but you're going to have to tell me his name as he's throwing the ball well.
That would be Braden Tollett, the junior. He had three touchdown passes on the season coming into this contest. And he's got his team in good position now from the Bulldog 37, first and 10. Tollett goes under center, tailback and fullback behind him. Play action pass, rolls to the right, dumps it off to the fullback in the flat. He's brought down by Jimmy Burchett. But only after Connor Cox, the junior fullback, picks up around four on the play. Advancing down deeper now into black and gold territory, it sets at the Bulldog 34.
Nice play there by Burchett to limit that one, Daniel. He was man up again, let the receiver go, saw the underneath fullback slipping out to the flat, and he stood there waiting on him. I thought that was a great play by the sophomore Burchett right there to limit that, what could have been a big play. Nobody else out there but Burchett.
Second and seven. Quarter's going to end. Jets content to let the buzzer sound here at John Teeples Field. It is Clay County 7, Cumberland County 7. We've got a dandy ball game going. Come back for the second quarter.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Back here live for the start of the second quarter, Cumberland County fixing the snap on the seventh play of their third possession here in the first half. They took over the 3:21 mark of the first quarter. They chewed that up, and now they start working on this second quarter clock. Second and seven. Cumberland County has it at the Bulldog 34. Tollett in the gun. Wideouts to either side. Goes deep to the left sideline, and it's going to be broken up by Carson Sharp. Nice job by Carson. He doesn't give up much. Didn't give up anything there, Thomas.
Great play. Saw that one coming the whole time. He was retreating, looking back in the backfield. Saw the release. Timed it perfectly. Another good ball by Tollett right there. Got up, high-pointed it, and knocked it down.
Third and seven. Cumberland County in four-down territory. I thought they were on their second offensive possession. However, they punted from the Bulldog 43. I don't think they would now unless they lose yardage here on third and seven. It's at the Bulldog 34. Two wideouts to the right, and McGee's in the slot to the right. We're going to learn to keep an eye on him. I hope the Bulldog defense does. He's hurt us so far. McGee comes in motion from right to left, fake to him. Quarterback keeps it inside. Levi Garrett there to make the stop along with Dalton Gold.
And senior Bryson Burchett off the edge. They just all collapsed on that ball carrier right there, Daniel.
Tollett, not a big body. I don't know if I have sizes anywhere, but he did take a lot of contact there from three different dogs. Fourth down now after a loss of one on that play. The ball at the Bulldog 35 for fourth and eight, and Crossville lining up. I don't guess I should say Crossville. I should say Cumberland County. It's a little easier to say Crossville, though. The Jets are going to punt from the Bulldog 35. Very strange to me, this decision-making. However, I guess they're playing field position.
Well, we saw that Livingston game end up a 7-0 ball game. We'll see them. This is a ball control offense, Daniel. Field position type decisions you're seeing from this new coach.
It is a first-year head coach. I don't know the experience prior to this. Noah Rapaski is his name. It is his first year in Cumberland County. Delay of game, actually a false start against the Jets. Going to back them on up to 4th and 14, so definitely a punting situation here, even though it does set at the Bulldog 40. A Jet deep two-punt. He stands at the 50, puts his foot to it. It's going to go down and hit around the 10-yard line and bounce out of bounds around the 1. What a great punt by the Jets. Actually, the 5. That's where Clay County is going to take over, and the faithful for the Jets who made the 60-mile trip down here have been pleased with what they've seen out of their team so far. Good special teams, good offense, good defense. Just a good night so far for Cumberland County as they have us tied up 7-7, Thomas.
No doubt about it, Daniel. I mean, this is a win so far for this Jets team as they've got Clay County pinned deep. But also a good stand right there for the Bulldog defense to get the ball out of this Jet offense's hands. But we're backed up deep. Let's see what Keaton Arms and this Clay County offense can do with their backs against the wall.
Ball at the Bulldog 6 where they begin this drive. Arms in the gun, first and 10, gives off to Sharp. He goes around right side, hit around the line of scrimmage, keeps his feet moving, though, picks up a few extra yards, advancing up to the 10-yard line. So a pickup of 4 for Sharp on first down, setting up 2nd and 6. 10 minutes and 40 seconds here in the second quarter remaining. It is tied up 7-7. Clay County playing a little slower here. They huddle at their own goal line, preparing to come up for this second and sixth play. Bryson Burchett and Alec Kerr to the left. Jacob Burnett by himself to the right. Mark him at the left tip of arms. Sharp at his right. Here's the snap. Give off to Sharp again. He's around left side. Has the first down. 15, up to the 20, now the 30. And he's going to be brought down at the Bulldog 35. Play started at the 11, and it advances up to the 35. Pick up a 24 for the junior.
And it's all started at the line of scrimmage. Great blocking on the edge. Carson Sharp put his foot in the ground and cut it up back to the middle. You know, Sharp's really, he's improved every week, it seems like to me, this season. You know, we've always known he's been a burner, but we've not seen many moves like that from Carson Sharp. Great run from the junior.
First and 10, arms in the gun. Ball at the Bulldog 35. Hand off to Joseph Markham. He's hit at the line of scrimmage. Loses the football. It is recovered by the Bulldogs, though. An offensive lineman getting on it. I think it was Seth Eads, the center, or Wade Coons, one, getting there and safely recovering it. It was a pickup of yardage. The ball is spotted at the Bulldog. Go ahead and call it the 39. Pick up a four on the play. Four Markham. Second and six, fourth play of this dog drive coming. It began at the Clay County six. Arms in the gun. Bryson Burchett going to play tight end to the right. Alec Kerr to the left. Jacob Burnett to the right. Markham and Sharp in the backfield. Option play to the right. Arms keeps it. He's around the corner. Gets the first down. Not much more, though. Almost gets to midfield. Another good speed option play. We don't belly up to Markham or anything like that. It's option all the way. Arms attacks the defensive end, makes the decision on whether to pitch it to Sharp or keep it himself. So far, we've run it twice. He's kept it both times, and he's had good gains both times.
Just a great decision by Arms right there. And I tell you what I like about it. Our quarterback is our most physical runner, Daniel. Again, finishing that run right there. Ran through two guys to pick up another couple yards.
First and 10. Ball at the Bulldog, 48, 2 yards from midfield. Alec Kerr to the left. Jacob Burnett to the right. Burchett tied into the left. Arms in the gun. Here's the snap. Play action keeper. Arms dumping it off to Markham. I believe somebody on the shoulder and just bringing the pain to the Jet defense, and it was Joseph Markham. That's the most impressive play I've seen out of him this year. Now, he's scored a couple touchdowns, done some razzle-dazzle, but that time was just down and dirty. Here it comes, and he absolutely punished a Jet defender, picking up that first down for Clay County at now sets at the Cumberland County 40.
Just a roll out to the right, Daniel, and great, another great decision by Arms. Dumped it down, only threw it about 3 yards, and Markham did the rest.
Seth Eads snaps from the 40, Arms with it, gives to Sharp. He's up the gut, 35, 30, 25, up to the 20, still on his feet, 15, 10, touchdown, Carson Sharp, Clay County taking the lead. 40-yard gain for the junior, perhaps the best run of his career that I've seen, Thomas. He had good cuts. He had good ball control, good vision, just a complete run by the junior, putting his squad up 13-7.
Like I say, we're seeing a different Carson Sharp, in my opinion. He's always been that sideline-to-sideline burner, cut it up. But he's showing the vision. He's showing the moves in the middle of the field there, Daniel, dancing and dodging and taking it to the house.
8:04 on this second quarter clock. Clay County up 13-7. Garrett on for the kick. It looks like a beauty, and it's right down the middle. 14-7, the new score after Sharp's 40-yard burst. 8:04 left in the first half.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place.
Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
Back here live, Levi Garrett's kickoff goes out of bounds. Cumberland County can either choose to start from their own 35, or they could do like Joe Burns last week and force Clay County to re-kick. I think Coach Noah Rapaski going to take it at the 35, though. They're saying it went out of bounds at the 41. If it goes out of bounds deeper than the 35, it comes back up to the 35. If it goes out before that mark, you get it there. So Cumberland County taking over at their own 41. Great field position for them. 8:04 left in this second quarter. Clay County does lead 14-7. Jets with it for their fourth possession of this contest. First and 10. Tollett in the gun. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Tollett going to throw downfield on the slant. It's caught. Or do they say it hit the ground? No, a catch. Finding another spot in that dog secondary, a soft spot in the zone, Thomas. Junior Braden Tollett just lighting up the dog secondary tonight.
Doing a great job. I mean, you talk about the skill players that Cumberland County has here, they're clicking, guys. And like you say, this zone coverage is, they're exploiting it a little bit.
Second and two.
Something we haven't seen.
Right. Second and two for the Jets. They have it at the Cumberland County 48. Tall sweep to the left. Tackle for loss. And it's Bryson Burchett there with the primary contact. I saw those white cleats and white gloves over there on the far side of John Teeble's field. Good job by the senior outside linebacker.
And we've seen him the last couple of weeks as Coach Johnson loads this box, walking up, playing like a defensive end, Daniel. And, that's one thing about Burchett in his career. He started at corner and been playing off the ball as a linebacker. Now he's walked up almost as an end. He's just a versatile player out there.
I remember Cousin John here doing that during his career, starting the secondary, got a little older, got a little bigger, moved up, much like Burchett has. Third and five for the Jets. Tollett rolls to the right, balls away and caught. Another first down by the Jets. This time it is not McGee. Let me see who that Jet receiver was. It's number 10, Ryan Dallin, who catches his first ball of the night. Cumberland County continuing to impress on third and long, converting. And if you would have told me that we were going to give up first downs on third and deep against the pass game, I would have lost a bet on that one.
Well, and they're doing a great job getting it out of their hands. Tollett's, he just released that one. Goad brought him to the ground right after he let it go. Goad's getting there. They're just getting it out quick.
Jets now in Bulldog territory at the 39. First and 10. Tollett in the gun. Here's the snap. Another pass play. He has time. It's released to the left flat and caught. Excellent open field tackle made by Jimmy Burchett. Very short gain. Looks like a pickup of two, perhaps. Setting up second and 8 for the Jets. I like to see Jimmy out there playing that outside linebacker spot. He's so aggressive, and you can see that he can really make a good open field stop there, Thomas.
And he's always done that. He did that last year in limited action on the defensive side of the ball. He's fearless. Small in stature, we talked about that, but, he packs a punch when he comes up.
Second and 8. Two wide to the right for the Jets, one to the left. Two back set with Tollett, who's in the gun. He rolls out to his right, has time to throw, releases deep downfield for McGee. Fortunately, incomplete. I don't know how it happened, but he was 10 yards, maybe 15, deeper than any gold jersey on the field. A huge bullet dodged for the Dog defense. Cumberland County, by rights, should have scored a touchdown on that play.
This is another busted coverage on the outside. You got Burchett and Burnett over here playing over the top of each other, single wide out, a straight vertical down the sideline, Daniel. I saw Burchett slip. Not sure what happened to Burnett on that one.
Third and 8 now for the Jets. Normally I would say it's four down territory, but they've been punting from deep in Dog territory tonight. We'll have to see what happens here. Two wide to the right, fullback and tailback in the backfield with Tollett, who's in the gun. Another pass, slant to the left, incomplete.
Good coverage right there again by Carson Sharp. Saw that quick slant, broke on it. Didn't give that receiver a chance to bring it in. Another fourth down, Daniel. Deep in Bulldog territory. What do you think Coach has got up his sleeve?
I don't know. The ball is spotted at the Dog 36-yard line. And finally, for the first time tonight, we see head coach Noah Rapaski going for it on fourth down from a place where he certainly should. Fourth and eight. Tollett in the gun. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Passing situation. Tollett rolls to his right under pressure from Hamilton. He gets away from Hamilton, throws deep downfield for a receiver, and it's going to be incomplete. Busted up by Alec Kerr and Jimmy Burchett. We talked about some bad secondary coverage tonight. That time it was textbook.
It was, Daniel. We had the pressure that time to flush Tollett out of the pocket also. We saw the blitz from Coons that stopped it up, and then Hamilton out here putting on the pressure. That ball was still on target. Over the top was Burnett and Burchett underneath. Just a great job by those two right there to end the threat.
Clay County taking over 6:10 mark of this second quarter. This is going to be their fourth offensive possession of the contest. 14-7, Clay County leads by 7, and they take over at their own 36-yard line. Arms keeps it on first down, tries the left side of his offensive line. Not much there. He powers his way forward, though. Somehow picked up yardage using that big frame he has. Gets it up to the Dog 41. So a pickup of around 5, Thomas, on what almost looked like a busted play.
It did look like a busted play a little bit. Maybe the back went the wrong way, one of those option plays. But Arms made the most of it. Got hit in the backfield and turns it into a positive gain, setting up second and medium.
Whistle blows on the field, and I think a timeout going to be taken by Cumberland County. 5:36 left to play in the second quarter. Clay County 14, Cumberland County 7.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Arms in the gun for second and 5. Hand off to Sharp. Back to the line of scrimmage and brought down. Not much there for Carson. Last time he touched it, he took it about 40 yards to the house for a touchdown. That time the Jet defense said no, sir. Short pickup. We'll call it a gain of 2. Ball does now set at the Bulldog 43. For third and a short 3. Arms in the gun. 2 wide to the left. 1 to the right. Markham and Sharp in the backfield. Clay County going to get a freebie here. Hard count. Being used to perfection. Drawing the Jet defensive line offsides. That penalty gives Clay County a first down. Ball now 2 yards away from midfield at the Bulldog 48. Fourth snap of the drive coming. Dogs lead 14-7. Arms with it. Gives to Sharp. He's around the left side of his offensive line across midfield up to the Jet 49 where he's brought down. Good job by the Cumberland County run defense so far on this drive. Hats off to the Jets in all phases at this point. They played a good contest. We'll call it the 48. Pick up a 3 there. For Sharp, setting up 2nd and 7. Arms in the gun. Sharp in his right hip. Kerr split to the left. Jacob Burnett to the right. Bryson Burgett plays tight end to the right. Option play. Sharp, or actually, Arms keeps it. He's got 10, 15. Now he's all the way up to the 30-yard line and a little bit more. Pickup of around 20 for Keaton Arms as he powerhouses his way deep into Jet territory. They're marking him down at the Cumberland County 27. Thomas, we've yet to see Arms keep it or actually pitch it on those options, but he proves they're good decisions because he's getting good yardage each time.
He's a great open field runner, Daniel. He sees the crease. He takes it with a pretty good burst, and then he finishes it on the other end. It's just a joy to watch carry the football.
Ball at the Jet 28. 3:50 left in the first half. Arms in the shotgun, gets the snap, another option play to the left, pitches this time to Sharp, 30, 25, up to the 20, cuts, brought down around the Jet 16. Good moves by Carson and a lot of heavy traffic there to get a few extra yards to finish off the play. And they do give him enough for the first down as the ball sits now at the Cumberland County 16-yard line. .330 and dwindling here in the second quarter. First and 10, Clay County, 16 yards away from more points. Currently, they lead 14-7.
And with that carry, Sharp's over 100 yards already tonight, Daniel.
Arms in the gun, first and 10. Draws the Jet defense line offsides again. I'm not sure if it's offensive coordinator Chris Harris calling for these hard counts or Arms himself. Either way, Clay County doing a nice job. That's 10 free yards they picked up on this drive from those hard counts. First and 5 now. From the 11, Clay County threatening. Arms with it, gives to Sharp. He's running on the left side behind Garrett. Picks up about 4, advancing down to the Jet 7. Should be second and 1. Clay County still with all 3 timeouts remaining. Getting ready to snap on the 8th play of this drive. Timeout for measurement on the field. They think Carson may have picked up the first. Thomas, Clay County here on their 4th possession. They took over with 6:10 left in the second quarter. Already they've chewed up a little over 3 minutes of game clock on 7 plays. Pretty good execution so far.
And what we've seen since that 3-and-out, Daniel, we've seen offensive coordinator Chris Harris go to the ground. You know, he's kept it simple. After that drive, we scored on the last one to make it 14-7 with 8:04 to go on Sharp's 40-yard touchdown jaunt. One pass in that drive. 0 passes so far in this drive, Daniel. It's a ground and pound for Clay County right now.
Certainly is. Imposing their will are the black and gold. It is second and short, about 12 inches shy of the first down. The ball should be at the Jet 7, and that's where it sits. Second and a foot now. Arm's going to go up under center. 3 backs behind him. Curved the tailback. Double tight set, and Clay County with a mistake. The right tackle in this particular set jumps off sides. Back it up by 2nd and 6 now for the Dogs from the Jet 12. That's not a huge penalty. We're still in good shape. 2nd and 6, 3 downs to pick up a first down here. 2.5 minutes left. Clock is running. Clay County can stop it whenever they want to. As we mentioned, they have all timeouts left. Arms now in the gun. Sharp at his right hip. 2 tight end set. 2 wide out set. Arms going to the end zone. Targeting Markham. He's caught it around the 1. He's brought down short of the goal line at the 2. Markham has quickly become Arms' favorite target down in the red zone. He slips through the line, goes up blocks. 1,001, 1,002 releases, replaces those linebackers there in the middle of the defense, and he's almost always open.
He is, Daniel, and you throw it to him, he catches it. You saw him battle for the ball as we go heavy again here.
First and goal from the 3. Kerr with it. Nothing doing up the middle. Going to be 2nd and goal.
We saw him last week down in this same area. Similar play, just like you said, Daniel. Arns put the ball up there, and Markham wrestled it out of the defender's hand. You know, you put it in the air, he's going to go get it, and he's going to come down with it.
10th play of this Dog drive coming. As we've already said, they took over at the 6-10 mark. Now we're down to a minute and a half left in the second quarter. Option play. Kerr to the outside. Has he got the foot speed? He does. Touchdown, Clay County. Two possession lead now for the Dogs. Going up 20-7. Alec Kerr taking it in. Little fake, what we used to call a 32 dive, little fullback fake. Quickly, arms turns, pitches it out to Kerr, and he takes it into the corner of the end zone for the Bulldog score.
That was a great drive by Clay County. Just chipped away all the way down the field. The biggest play of it, Daniel, was the arms 20-yard run on the option where he kept it. And then, you know, chipped away down into the red zone. Big play to Markham on the pass as Garrett is true again.
Low line drive kick, but it does go through the uprights. Clay County 21, Cumberland County 7. Minute and a half left until halftime.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live, Garrett kicks it off. Returned by McGee. He's at the 30, 35, 40, 45, up to the 50. And another nice return by the Jets kickoff return team. And junior return man, Trevin McGee. They take over at the Dog 49-yard line. This will be the fifth drive for the Jets here in this first half. They do trail now. 7-21, Clay County finally pulling away a little bit in this one. Still not a comfortable lead. Cumberland County's played very good here tonight.
Yeah, Daniel, and you've seen the weapons they've had, and they've used them. You know, they've seen that we don't have a deep kickoff kicker, and they're coming up, putting their best athlete to catch it every time, and this return game's keeping them playing from the 50 or deeper.
Tulling in the gun, play action pass, goes deep down the sideline, and it's caught. Dropped. They're going to say incomplete. It almost looked like a completion than a fumble. But fortunately for the Jets, it was incomplete. Thomas, here's the problem, though. The guy was open. It was McGee, I believe, down the left sideline working against guys that we know are great defenders. How's this happening?
Well, Daniel, I think you're looking at a little different coverage. I think Cross was spreading us out and confusing us some. You know, we're used to man-on-man. You got this guy. Stick with him. They're running crossing routes in the middle, kind of underneath our coverage, and our guys just aren't picking them up as they're coming under.
Second and 10 for the Jets after that incomplete pass. Minute 15 left before halftime. Tollett in the gun, two wide to the left, one to the right. Here's the snap from the Bulldog 49. Tollett to pass again. Throws it deep in the left flat. Going to be incomplete. McGee was there, but he didn't realize the ball was coming his way. I say it was McGee. Could have been Crockett. Incomplete nonetheless. Third and 10.
Well, we've got a minute to halftime. Fortunately, we are in third and 10 here at midfield. You know, we've got to keep them out of the end zone for this last minute. But I guarantee you Coach Johnson's ready to get into the locker room to talk to this Bulldog defense about their pass coverage. And I think they'll respond here in the second half and tighten it up a little bit, Daniel.
Clay County does. Clay County does get the football to start the third quarter of play. Third and 10, big play coming here.
You know, it's a two-score ball game, but it really doesn't feel like it right now.
Right, right. Final timeout for the Jets, I believe, going to be taken here. Minute 6 left in the second quarter. Clay County 21, Cumberland County 7. Third and 10 when we come back.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So But when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Back here, 3rd and 10. Toss sweep to the left for the Jets. They have the first down yardage, it looks to me like. If not, they're going to be very close to it. However, they can't stop the clock, and we're under a minute to play. Clock has stopped to move the chains. Whenever the chains are set, the wine hat will blow this one back in. 57 seconds left in the first half. Cross will now with it at the Bulldog 39. Tollett in the gun, clocks back to running, down to 50 seconds, here's the snap, it is a pass play, Tollett releases deep down the left sideline where it's going to be intercepted by Carson Sharp. He ends the threat by the Jets. If you go to the well too many times against Carson, he's going to catch you.
And it's just textbook. As soon as I saw the ball in the air there, he chops his feet, he turns, he locates the ball, he shields the receiver, and he goes up and gets it, Daniel. He's got perfect technique on the outside. Don't know where he learned it, but let me tell you something. He knows how to cover out there.
Clay County taking over here with 42 seconds left. It will be their fifth possession of this first half. However, it'll be interesting to see what Coach does. They take over deep in their own territory, and they're just going to take a knee on it, try to get into the half, into Russell Richardson doghouse, and kind of regroup after, honestly, they kind of got hit in the mouth a little bit here. Not physically necessarily by the Jets, but they have exposed some weaknesses in that dog defense. 21-7, going to be the halftime score. 15 seconds left on this clock. Now the team start to exit the sidelines. It's official. They do not have to snap another play here. Down to 5 seconds. Hard fought first half here in week 4 at John Teeples Field between the 2-1 Bulldogs and the 0-3 Jets. It's time for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. Bulldogs 21, Jets 7.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first 2 quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones.
Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome to the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Salina, Tennessee on John Teeples Field, where Clay County leads 21-7 here over Cumberland County. And a game that is quite a bit closer than the scoreboard shows here at halftime. You know, the Jets came out and scored first, made it 7-0 with just a few minutes into the ball game, about midway through the first quarter, and Clay County's played from behind ever since. They did immediately answer to tie the game at the 6:04 mark on a short run by Alec Kerr for a touchdown. Levi Garrett is perfect so far with 3 extra points, and he made that first one. The only drive Clay County hasn't scored on was a 3-and-out midway through that first quarter, but they only touched it 4 times during the first half and scored on all 3 of them. Clay County defense stood tall the remainder of the first half and kept the Jets out of the end zone despite good returns and good field position. And Carson Sharp is leading Clay County at the half. He had a 40-yard touchdown, and then he had another big run, which Alec Kerr capped from the 1-yard line to make it 21-7. Sharp already 10 carries, 117 yards, and the 1 touchdown. Kerr, 3 carries for 6 yards and 2 touchdowns. Markham's got 1 carry for 4 yards. Keaton Arms has already had a big night on the ground, too, with some key runs to set up those scores. 4 carries for 54 yards. He's also 3 for 6 through the air with completions to Jacob Burnett, the senior, for 16 yards, and Markham has 2 catches for 18 yards for a total of 34 yards. Clay County's racked up 212 yards of offense here at halftime already, including 178 yards on the ground. Again, Clay County leads 21-7 here at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack, and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, Coach Edwards, it's your time to shine.
I don't know about shining, Daniel, but a few stats here for the Jets. 120 total yards of offense, and that's if you don't count those three great kickoff returns by McGee. That's probably another 50 yards tacked on there. But 13 rushes for 38 yards, and their only score on the ground. Junior quarterback Braden Tollett is 8 of 16 for 82 yards. But the thing that stands out to me, he was 8 of 11 on his first 11 attempts when they were moving the ball well. And then he went 5 straight incompletions. So, kudos to the Dog defense there.
Yeah, he's exposed some stuff, but we did kind of clamp down there a little bit. Finally got a little bit of pressure against him. Before you give your budget pass control score update that everybody's looking so forward to, Coach, you were talking about one particular aspect of Clay County's offense that we have failed to mention so far. Won't you share that?
Well, Danny, I just thought that the offensive line played really well the first half. Carson getting to that second level and hitting those holes and pretty much untouched to the second level, which allowed him to make some of those cuts that Carson's so good at and pick up extra yards. So, I thought the offensive line played really well.
I agree they have. We don't mention them enough.
Guess it's time for the budget pest control scoreboard update. I'll just get right into it here. Davidson Academy 29, Columbia Academy 0 at halftime. Houston County 20, Joe Burns 14, that game at halftime. Monterey 36, Harriman 12, also at halftime. Jackson County 43-0 over Red Bullland at halftime. White County 14, Cookeville 28, late in the second quarter. Upperman 7, Livingston Academy 6.
Ooh.
At halftime. Trousdale 14, Gordonsville 7, and that was late in the second quarter also.
I've got a chance, Daniel.
You do.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They are the Bug Thugs.
I want to go ahead and take this time to mention the Clay County High School cheerleaders. Several freshmen on the squad this year: Allison Collins, Callie Devanna, Chloe Graves, Laney Haynes, and Jalen Strong. Sophomores: Katie Burnett, Allie Copeland, Haley Montgomery, and Kenley Trobaugh. Juniors: Anna Ray Collins, Haley Kirk, Zoe Siever, and Tamara Smith. And they are led by their two seniors, Austin Weir and Maggie Weir, sponsored by Stephen and Lana Chitwood. Golf is going to be starting their district tournament Monday. That's a very short, quick season for golf. Of course, we are into the second week of September now. So we've got that action going on. Clay County Youth League football going to be here at home tomorrow against Gordonsville, their first action of the year. The Salina K-8 Junior High Squad went down and put a whooping on Jackson County last night. I don't know the final score exactly, but it was something to the effect of 40-something to nothing, I think.
And that followed a big win down at Wilson County, the team from Lebanon, but prior to that. So that Junior Bulldog team kind of coming on.
Led by first-year Junior High head coach Isaiah Walker. Is that correct on his name?
It is.
He was a high school assistant last year, so fortunate to have a former high school coach that's familiar with Coach Johnson and what he does down there leading the tutelage for the junior high squad that's going to be moving up here. Clay County High School volleyball, they've been playing some pretty good action lately, Thomas. I know you go to most of those. We beat Daniel 1 Tuesday night, dropped one to Perennial Power Watertown Thursday night, and got a good week coming up, I think.
They do. Split this week, just like you said, Daniel, and then headed into the, I think, be the second round of district play, or is it region coach or district? I'm sorry.
District
play. So they'll be meeting some familiar foes here in the next week or two.
Yeah, I think Tuesday volleyball's at home against Red Bull and Springs. And Thursday they travel to Jackson County for two district
teams games. They also split with already. Lost to Red Bullen over in Red Bullen, and then beat Jackson County at home to kind of get things started as they've turned this season around.
That sport doesn't get enough attention as it should, really. It's kind of dwarfed by football that's going on at the same time. But Clay County, you know, has a pretty strong tradition there. We've not... Unfortunately, we've not made a lot of deep postseason runs. I think qualified for the region a couple times, and
the main reason is because of that perennial type power we have in with us, Watertown. We don't play them in any other sport as far as region or district play, except for volleyball. Let me tell you, Daniel, they're just in a league of their own, aren't they, Coach?
They certainly are. They're they do things that you see college teams do on television.
Yeah.
They are. They're well coached, and they know how to play the game.
Right, so that's kind of ended several seasons in that region tournament. The girls have made a pretty good run in the last couple, 3 years, really.
Went to East Robertson last year for a region game. I assume two district squads advanced to region play?
Can't remember. I'm sorry. I think it was more than that.
Okay.
I think maybe top four like football here.
Okay. The Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show is now at its conclusion. We're about to get this third quarter underway. Clay County going to be receiving tonight. I've not mentioned directions to you much tonight. Clay County will be traveling from right to left during this third quarter of action. And, guys, Clay County needs to come out strong here with this opening drive, take it to the house and score, and make this thing a three-possession ball game. Because if I were that Jet squad, I would feel pretty good right now about where I was at in this contest. They do trail 21-7. If they could get a defensive stop here, come down and score, that'd be huge, huge momentum for them. Clay County, though, with the opportunity to kind of put this one away with a score on this draft.
I agree with you, Daniel. And what we've seen is, you know, this Cumberland County team's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, we're used to seeing the Clay County defense not yield as many yards as they are here tonight. They have bowed up and kept them out of the end zone for the most part, just the one score as the Dogs lead 21-7 here at halftime. But that's what I want to see. I want to see this coverage tighten up here in the second half. But let me tell you, they've got some good skill players. They've got a good quarterback in Tollett, and they got some good receivers, and it's paying off for the Jets here as they've limited us. But, you know, this Clay County offense is still clicking. Four total possessions, had the kneel down at the end of the half, and they scored on three of them, Daniel, so they can't stop us either.
Kerr deep to receive this second half opening kickoff. Will he get a chance to return? They do not kick to him. Short pooch kick. Actually, he does come up and field it, though, at the 27. Here he comes down the sideline, cuts back to midfield. They're saying his knee came down to the turf. Whistles blow. A short return for Kerr. He did not have a good opportunity, and he comes up holding his ankle, or his calf muscle, almost went to the turf here and sat down. Decided not to, so Kerr just a little bit gimpy after a kind of a strange body contortion there when his cleat hung in the turf. First and 10, Clay County. They do take over. 11:55 mark of this third quarter for their first possession of the second half. The ball's going to be spotted at the Bulldog 39 to start this drive, where it sits 61 yards away from points. Arms in the gun, hands up to Sharp. He goes to the right side of his offensive line, nothing doing. Pickup of maybe one. The ball's going to be spotted at the 40. So second nine now after Sharp carries for one on first down. I'd like to see some more of the option play that we saw earlier. Arms has got good gains the three times we've run that. Second nine. Jimmy Burchett to the left. Jacob Burnett to the right. Bryson Burchett tied into the right. Sharp at the right hip of Arms, who's in the gun. Here's the snap. Option play to the right. Arms going to keep again. Cuts north and south. Picks up around 3-4 before he's brought down. Could have pitched that one outside perhaps for a little more. But did get north and south. Get positive yardage there. Ball now at the Bulldog 43. pickup of three for Keaton, setting up third and six. Need yardage here, Thomas.
We do, Daniel. A big third and medium coming here. I think more of the same, what you might see, a little option or power ahead with those backs.
Third and six. Arms looks to the sideline, gets the signal from offensive coordinator Chris Harris. Clay County taking their time here. Play clock down to 10 seconds as they approach the line. Three wideouts to the right. Bryson Burchett by himself to the left. Arms with Sharp in the backfield. And offensive penalty. I think it was Jacob Burnett with the mistake on the outside. Arms went with the hard count. The receiver flinched a little bit. The official, unfortunately for Jacob, right there looking at him and saw that flinch. And backs up Clay County 5 yards now for third and 11. It was a passing situation, still is. Clay County does re-huddle, though. Perhaps a change of plays from third and six to third and 11. This time we see Bryson Burchett, Alec Kerr, and Jimmy Burchett split to the left. Jacob Burnett by himself to the right. Arms in the gun. Quick pass out to Jimmy Burchett. Quick screen call. 35-40 brought down. Short of the sticks. Clay County going to have to punt. The very thing that we discussed did not need to happen. Looks like it does. And the Jets with an opportunity here, perhaps, after this punt, to narrow this back down to one possession game. The ball sets at the Clay County 43. After around a 4 to 5 yard pickup for Arms and Burchett there on third down. Mark him on the punt. He's done a great job so far this season with those duties. The dangerous Trevin McGee, the junior return man deep, two field Markham's punt. Markham puts his foot to it. It's high, short, and going to go out of bounds very quickly. Not a big net gain there. The ball actually bounces over onto the track and a late hit on the field. I was watching the football bounce of the Clay County sideline, very upset. It's something that transpired on the field. Looks like maybe a late hit on Markham, who was the punter, but no yellow laundry on the field. That ain't going to stand. Not a good possession, not a good punt for Clay County. Jets take over with great field position. 9:05 mark of this third quarter. As Cumberland County gets it for the first time here in the second half of play. 21-7 the score. Clay County does lead. The ball's going to start at the Cumberland County 35. First and 10 for the Jets. Junior quarterback Braden Tollett has had a good first half. We'll see what he does with his offense here. Going to have two wide to the left, a tight end to the right, fullback and a tailback in a pistol formation. With Tollett, who is in the gun. Tollett gets the snap. Quarterback Kiefer off the left side of the offensive line. Pickup of around three before he's brought down. Goads around it. He did not make the stop. I think it may have been Kerr. I see 44 coming off the bottom of the pile, quickly coming up from his safety position to make the stop.
Still
second
good,
five, Thomas.
Still a good game for the Jets. You know, we've seen this ball control offense of theirs, even with the yards through the air, they've held the ball, made this a shorter game, you know, limited the Clay County offense's touches to just four in the first half, and that's what you're seeing here, picking up five, six, seven at a time.
Second and five from the Jet 40. Tollett in the gun, two wide to the left. Here's the snap. Gives off to Crockett. He goes off the left side, gets the first down and more. He's across midfield and brought down around the Bulldog 49.
Nice lick by Bryson Burchett right there coming off the edge.
It was a good stop by the senior outside linebacker. However, a first down for the Jets as they move it to the Dog 48-yard line. Preparing to snap on the third play of this all-important third-quarter drive for them, trying to climb back into this game. They do trail by 14 points, 21-7, to Clay County. First and 10 for Cumberland County. Tollett in the gun where he's been most of the night. Two wide to the left, tight end to the right. Here's the snap. Clay County playing a five-man front. Burchett in the backfield. Tackle for loss, potentially. We'll have to see where the down marker moves to. He went low, upended Tollett, created, made him flip in there, and Tollett actually lost the football that was recovered by his offensive line.
Another great play by the senior on the edge, Daniel. You know, he stood up that big end on the outside, shed him real quick, saw the ball carrier, found him, and just, you know, launched himself at his legs for the stop.
Tackle for loss. In fact, loss of one on the play, setting up second and 11. Big play by the senior. Does look like we have Seth Eason at nose guard. Is our spotter, John Weaver, for the night, tells us Goad's on the sideline. Tollett in the gun. Three wideouts, two to the left, one to the right. Quick pass thrown to the left, incomplete. Third and 11 now. Cumberland County not making the best of this opportunity thus far, but they have completed several third and longs tonight through the air against Clay County, who usually is pretty sound in their pass coverage.
And that's what's been surprising, really, from this Clay County defense so far in the first half, Daniel. You're right. We get them in way third and long, third and 20, if I don't remember, if I'm correct, from the first half, and they converted it. We've seen it over and over and over. Let's see if we can get a little bit of pressure here and hurry up Tollett to make an errant throw or something.
Third and 11, Tollett in the gun from the Bulldog 49. Has time to throw. Birch is there now, putting on pressure. Ball's away. It's going to be pass interference. No, no flags. I was afraid that Jimmy Burchett came in too soon, but it was great defense, good timing by the sophomore to bust up what would have been a first down completion. He was there, though, to stop it.
Both Burchett's making a play on that one. The pressure coming from the senior Burchett and then the sophomore on the other end. Great job, great stop by the Clay County defense here to force another punt.
Cumberland County brings out the punt squad. 6:44 left in the third quarter. Clay County does lead 21-7. The Jets chewed up about 2.5 minutes of Gamecock there on what's going to end up being a six-play drive for them, the sixth play being the punt we're about to witness. Kerr deep to receive. I hope he gets a chance. He stands around the Dog 12. A whistle blows on the field. The back judge comes up, wants to speak with the white hat. And,
second time tonight. John told us earlier, I saw it on the very first punt. The center walks up, picks the ball up off the ground, and kind of holds it at his belly for a minute. They caught him on it in the second quarter, and then they did it again there, and that's twice it's happened, Daniel.
The Dog defense, if they were on top of things, could tackle him when he does that, perhaps. Punts away by the Jets. Going to bounce short of Kerr. He decides to let it go. Clay County going to take over from deep in their own territory somewhere around their own 12.
I think that's what you saw. We saw Garrett walk right over the top of the center when he picked it up. I think the coaching staff may have told him at halftime, Daniel, just what you said. When that center picks it up and holds it, he's a live ball carrier.
Right. Clay County with their second offensive possession now coming of this second half of play. The ball sits at the Clay County 17, where they take over 83 yards away from points. They lead 21-7. 6:34 on this third quarter clock. Sharp inside. Almost broke free from the defense. Was brought down, though, at the Dog 21. Pick up a four for Carson. Should be second and 6. Very close to second and 5. I may have missed where the drive actually began. Could have been the 16. So a gain of 5 for Sharp, setting up second and 5. From the Dog 21. Arms in the gun, hands off again to Sharp. He's off the right side and once again gets about 5 yards. Very close to the first down marker. He'll be spotted down approximately at the Dog 27. He does get the first down yardage. Two plays, two Carson Sharp runs, and a first down. First and 10 now for the Dogs. Ball at the Clay County 27. Dogs with a two possession, 14-point lead, 21-7. Clay County driving from right to left. Arms in the gun. Gives off again to Sharp. He's off the right side of his offensive line behind John Hamilton this time. Picks up around 2. We'll have to check the official spot. Finally, the ball spotted, we're going to say, at the Clay County 30. Second and 7 now. Three plays, three Carson Sharp runs. Fourth play of the drive coming. Dogs break huddle. Jimmy Burchett, Alec Kerr, and Bryson Burchett to the left. Jacob Burnett by himself to the right. Sharp at the left hip of arms. Who's in the gun? Here's the snap. Roll out pass. Arms with time. Goes deep downfield. A little too strong for Jimmy Burchett. Incomplete. Going to be 3rd and 7. That's a good place to miss that pass. You know, you throw downfield deep, Thomas, and if you put it a little too far out in front, that's pretty safe. It's when you underthrow that ball that it gets intercepted.
No doubt, and that's what you see from a sophomore quarterback, which really amazes me, the decision-making and the placement of the ball, Daniel. We see him make decisions on the option. We see him make decisions on the read. We see him make decisions throwing the ball down the field. He's very careful with the ball for his experience.
3rd and 7, arms in the gun. From the dog 30. Play action pass. Markham has it. He's at the 35. 40. Has markers. 50. 40. 30. Has one man to beat. Cuts inside and falls all the way into the red zone. Joseph Markham running down the left sideline here at John Temple's Field. Takes it all the way down to the Cumberland County 16-yard line for a huge game. Started at the 30, I believe. On the other end, and they do spot him at the 16. So a pickup of 54 yards on that pass play between Arms and his classmate, Joseph Markham.
Just a little slip screen out of the backfield, Daniel, and a great job by Keaton Arms. Had somebody in his face, held it just long enough to let it develop. Dropped it over the top. Markham caught it, had Burchett and others, a caravan out in front of him. The Jet defender just had an angle on him. He cut it back, just barely got tripped, or he's taking an angle back to the end zone.
Action has paused on the field for a moment. Looks like a potential equipment malfunction with the sideline clock. And we're back under play. Clay County with it 1st and 10. Great opportunity here. They do set it the Jet 16. Arms in the gun. Burnett to the right. Kerr to the left. Birch at the tight end. Hand off to Sharp inside. Cuts back to the 10. To the 5. Into the end zone. Carson Sharp, his second score of the night. Clay County now up 27-7 over the Jets.
It's like Pac-Man or something, Daniel. Two cuts, straight up the gut, made another cut, two angles to the end zone. What a run by Carson Sharp. But, again, it just like Coach said, the offensive line blowing up that initial hole for him, and Sharp's doing a great job taking that one to the house from 16 yards out.
Garrett on for the extra point attempt. Arms to hold. Snap, set, kicks away, and it is good. Clay County 28, Cumberland County 7, 4:10 left in the third.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Levi Garrett kicks it away. McGee with an opportunity return. He's at the 30. Bryson Burchett says, not this time. Brings him down. Great open field tackle. Only a 4-yard return that time for Trevin McGee, who has hurt the Dogs tonight.
He has, Daniel, and we talked about it. You know, this 4A school coming in here, they've got hogs up front, big in size, and they've got some athletes, too, but we do, too. You see Bryson Burchett running down the field there, making a great stop. That's what we needed in the first half on that return man, and fortunately, that's what we're seeing here in the third quarter.
Cumberland County taking over for their second possession of this third quarter. They start from their own 34-yard line with 4:03 left in the third. First and 10, tall in the gun, two wide to the left. Hand off to Crockett inside. He gets to the line and nothing more. Levi Garrett there. Also Wade Coons coming in. I think Coons actually the main stopper. Garrett was there as well, though.
Just a great job. You know, Garrett stopping it up where Coons can run free, and he did just that. Met him at the line. Still a pretty decent game, 2 to 3 yards.
Running that 3-3 stack defense, there's a direct relationship between the nose guard and the Mike linebacker, those defensive tackles, and the Sam and the wheel. Every time we call one of those linebackers' names with a stop, you can really give it to both guys. It is a team effort there between those pairs of tackles and linebackers. Second and 8, Tollett rolls to the left, throws away. McGee does not catch that one. Incomplete pass.
Still having trouble with that underneath coverage right there, Daniel. You know, McGee running free. Just, Tollett led him a little too far to the sideline. Couldn't hook it up.
Third and 8. Cumberland County now just hanging on by a grasp in this one. They trail by 3 possessions. Time getting short as we're at the 3:15 mark of this third quarter. Third and 8 for the Jets. Tollett in the gun. 2 wide to the left. A tight end to the right. Here's the snap. Roll out pass to the left. Pressure this time. Quickly has to get rid of it. Does Tollett, but a receiver there to catch it short of the 6, though. Going to be 4th and round 5 after they get only 3. Thomas, did you see a dog defender on the stop?
Looked like, I think it's Carson Sharp. No, it's Alex Kerr coming over the safety on the far side out there, Daniel. Again, pressure from Bryson Burchett on the front side, and then they brought Keaton Arm from a blitz from the backside, Daniel. There was 4 or 5 guys in Tollett's face. I don't know how he got that one off.
Head coach Noah Rapaski feels that desperation moments here. He's got it at his own 39, but he's going for it on 4th and 5, knowing he can't afford to let Clay County go up another score in this contest. Target in the gun. 4th down. Play action pass. Has time. Balls away. Deep downfield targeting. McGee incomplete. McGee kind of gave up on the route. Didn't even try to go because the coverage was there that time. I think Jimmy Burchett right in his hip pocket. Clay County going to take back over after the Jets turn it over on downs.
Great possession there for Clay County. Just brought the heat up the middle. We saw Levi Garrett doing a great job. Dalton Gold, Bryson Burchett, even John Hamilton had pressure on one of those snaps. So just a great job by the Bulldog defense and the coverage on the back end. You had both parts of it clicking, Daniel, and here comes that Clay County offense again.
2:28 on the clock as they take over from the Jet 39-yard line. Arm's going to be on the gun for 1st and 10. Dogs do lead 28-7. Quick pass out to Jimmy Burchett on the left. He's got it. Turns up field. 35-30. Brought down at the 25. Pickup of around 14 there for Jimmy Burchett on the quick screen.
You know, Arms is quietly coming into his own. He's 6 for 10 tonight so far, Daniel. Approaching that 100-yard mark.
Wade Coons tying a shoe out there. Slows the action for a moment. Dogs now break huddle. 2 minutes left in the third. 1st and 10. From the Jet 25. Arms hands off to Sharp. He's up the gut. 20, 15, cuts outside. Puts on another juke. Dodges back inside and brought down. Nice moves by Carson Sharp. And he's all the way down to the Jet 8-yard line. Two plays, rather, so far on this drive for the Dogs. 2 first downs. Ball now at the Cumberland County 8-yard line, 1st and goal. We go heavy. We've got 2 fullbacks split behind Arms, who's under center. Alec Kerr dots the eyes of the standing tailback. Hand off to him. He's right up the middle, churning his feet. Gets down to about the 5, and his motion is stopped there. They might give him the four. Cumberland County comes out of the scrum with the football, but I don't see the official signaling that they think that's the case. Where'd that start from, Thomas?
8 yard line.
8 yard line. Kerr gets it down to the four. Pick up a four for him on that. Second goal from the four. Same formation, arms under center. Kerr the standing tailback. Another handoff to him. He's hitting the backfield, keeps his feet moving, gets a little closer to the goal line. And he is down at the one. Pick up a three for Kerr this time. Will they give it to him again? Third and goal. And it's actually less than one. I'm going to say about 1 foot out. Arms could sneak it from there. There is a jet down on the field. Injury timeout being taken. 45 seconds remain in the third quarter. Clay County, third and goal from the one when we come back. They lead 28-7.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
We are still in injury timeout here at John Teeples Field. There is a jet down. Appears to be fairly serious. An ambulance is being called in. Hopefully it's just precautionary. We will come back, though, as we do continue playing ads during this injury timeout.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Still an injury. Time out here at John Tuples Field. Medical staff's on the field attending to the injured Jet player. We are unsure of who that player is, but we will return once the field's been cleared, and hopefully this young man's okay, and maybe we can identify the player and have a little more information when we come back from break.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between. With Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
We are back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Injured player for the Jets has been identified as senior number 3, Michael Triplett. They did go ahead and leave his headgear and all his equipment on him as they took him to the ambulance. Hopefully that's precautionary and that he will be okay. Clay County called a timeout as soon as the injury timeout ended to just regroup a little bit, and now we're getting ready for action again. It's going to be third and goal, as you might recall. Clay County does lead 28-7. 38 seconds remain here in the third quarter of action. Third and goal, and the ball is at the 1. Heavy set, arms under center, hands off to Kerr, into the end zone. Breaks the play and gets the score. Dogs going up. I guess now a 4-possession lead. As Kerr adds the exclamation point to that 5-play drive, it started at the Jet 39. It was not many plays, but it was aided and abetted by the big 54-yard gainer between sophomore's arms and his fullback receiver on the play, Joseph Markham, who took the little screen pass. Is that this drive, Thomas, or am I wrong?
Nope.
It's short field. The Jet 39.
That's never right, mind. Jet 39. That was the Markham pass on the drive before, Daniel, that Sharp capped with a 16-yard run.
Garrett misses one, his first missed extra point of the night. Your score with 34 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Clay County 34, Cumberland County 7.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Garrett kicks off. McGee with it. Starts at the 20. Brought down. Jimmy Virchett on the stop. Clay County's done a better job here during the third quarter of containing the special teams returns of the Jets. Cumberland County's going to take over with 29 seconds left in the third quarter. Clay County now with a pretty commanding 34-7 lead. Jets have it for what's going to be their third possession of the second half.
And they take over from their own 35, first and 10. Tollett in the gun. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Hands off to Crockett. He's up the gut. Nothing doing. Primary stopper, Wade Coons. Another dog was there, but it was Coons with that initial contact wrapping up the legs of the Jet running back. Checking that down marker. No, normal tackle. Second and 10, no gain.
Joseph Markham finishing off what Coons started right there. Those guys have played really well inside along with Keaton Arms. Those three in the middle have really come along this season.
End of the third quarter here at John Tibbles Field. Clay County now leading big, 34-7.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Back here for the start of this fourth and final quarter at Clay County High School, Coach Edward Strauss getting one more add in, and Bryson Burchett in the backfield on Tollett. He misses it, but Garrett there to bring down the quarterback. A sack for the sophomore defensive tackle, but hats off to senior Bryson Burchett, who essentially is playing defensive end tonight, as Thomas has mentioned, rather than his outside linebacker spot, where we typically see him about 3 yards out from the tackle and 3 yards off the line of scrimmage. He's walked on up as a stand-up end tonight. He was there pressuring Tollett right into the arms of Garrett.
I think he's embracing that role, Daniel. He likes that pass rush a little bit here in the second half. Got a little taste in the first half, didn't see that aggression, but on the here in the third quarter and now the fourth, he's bringing it a little bit off that edge.
Jets with it at the 30, pitch out pass, Crockett with it. He unloads downfield, and it'll be intercepted by Alec Kerr. He's on his feet still, 45, 50, across midfield, 45, 40, has blocking, 35, 30, 25, cuts back, 20, still on his feet, finally down, Alec Kerr. Brought down, deep now, inside Jet territory on a great interception. Cumberland County with a little razzle-dazzle trying the old 28 toss sweep pitch out pass, but Kerr there, not to be fooled.
Just threw it up in the air, and I tell you why, Daniel, we saw Burchett just bury, I guess it was Tollett, the quarterback back there, with the pressure again. And boy, because Kerr not fun with the ball in his hands. I mean, he was weaving in and out. You always think he's going to take it all the way.
Dogs take over from the Jet 13. Arms in the gun. 11 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Each snaps. Hand off to Sharp. He goes behind Garrett and Coons. Now he's to the 10. Brought down. Carson just, we've talked about it once already, his maturation is a back. He's turned into a complete tailback for offensive coordinator Chris Harris in this Clay County offense. Sharp advanced down to the Jet 9. Pick up a 4. Setting up second and 6. Arms comes up. Prepares for the snap. Kerr split to the left. Jacob Burnett to the right. Burchett plays tight end. Handoff again to Sharp. He's over there behind Coons this time. Close to the end zone. He is hit by Jets just short of the mark. It looks like they'll mark him down around the 1 foot line. So a pickup of 8 for Sharp, taking it all the way down to the 1 for first and goal. Inevitable that Clay County's going to stick it in here unless they just fumble the football away or something. They go heavy. Arms does fumble it. It's on the ground. Who picked it up? Touchdown. is signaled, and then he pulls his hands back down and then shoots them up, brings them back down. I'm not sure what the call is. The side judge, it would be his call to make, but he's just honestly unsure. Okay, the Clay County's going to have the recovery, so it is second and goal. We'll just say no gain. Second goal from the one. I'm not sure if it was a quarterback sneak that Arms didn't get his hands on well or what. Here we are again, though. Second goal, Arms under center. Ball snap. Hand off to Kerr. Over the top. In. Alec Kerr had his second touchdown of the second half here. Putting Clay County up 40-7. Garrett on to attempt the extra point. Four-play scoring drive for Clay County there. A short one. They took over only 13 yards away from the jet end zone.
Set up by the huge interception by Alec Kerr and the big return, and returned it in almost 50 yards, I'd say, Daniel, deep into the Bulldog or jet territory. And this one's blocked.
Garrett's extra point is blocked. Keaton Arms was the holder. He ends up about 5 yards behind the tee on his backside. Pretty aggressive maneuver there by the Jets. A good play by them. They do block the extra point attempt. 40-7, your official score. 9:26 left in the contest.
County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live, Garrett puts his foot to it, kicks it off. Filled in by Begay at the jet 15. Here he comes upfield. 25, 30, brought down. Tackler is Jimmy Burchett. Cumberland County takes over for their fourth offensive possession of the second half. 9:18 left in the contest as they do so. And the ball is 70 yards away from the dog end zone at the Cumberland County 30-yard line.
Then you have to talk about the way Clay County's come out in this second half and virtually just ended all hope for the Jets. They put this one away. Great job by the coaching staff to get these guys straightened out at halftime. And, 40-7 in a game that was just a two-score ball game at halftime and really a lot closer than that.
It was. Cumberland County played a great first half. His Wade Coons brings the heat, brings the cram there on that one. I heard that hit all the way up here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. It was a game. Forward progress gave him a little before Coons drove him back 5.
Tied for the lead in tackles. Him, Jimmy Burchett, and Gold all have 5. I lied to you, Daniel. I got Bryson Burchett with 6 at this point. So a lot of big numbers on the defensive side, too.
Second 9 for the Jets from their own 31. Solid in the gun, 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Toss sweep, ball's on the ground. Back could not handle it. Bryson Burchett there, tackle for loss. The good hustle by the defensive end, Bryson Burchett, coming all the way across the formation in the backfield to bring down the ball carrier.
And that's his third TFL of the night, Daniel, 7 total. Again, the seniors playing great along with this entire defense.
Third and about 17 for Cumberland County. Ball now has retreated to their 24-yard line. Jets playing slow, 8 minutes left in it. Third and around 17, as we said. They have converted on third and long tonight. 2 wide to the left, 1 to the right for Tollett, who's in the gun. The junior quarterback's played well tonight. And a penalty comes out, I think, a delay of game against the Jets. That's what it's going to be. Make it third and about 23 to go after the penalty. Clay County has a big Region 4A matchup down at Gordonsville next Friday night. Looks like they're going to walk out of here 3-1. Gordonsville's in a tough one with Trousdale County right now. We'll know more about that during the CarQuest postgame show when we get our last budget pest control scoreboard update. But that's a big one, Thomas, as it looks like Coons there. Was it Goad, John? Goad with a tackle for a loss. As more yardage is lost for the Jets, who kind of self-destructed here, and it's really not about them playing poorly, Thomas. It's more what you alluded to, Clay County just improving their defensive performance here in this second half.
And that's great to see. You can adjust on the fly and come out here and realize, hey, we're not playing our best. We're letting the Jets expose us, like you said, at halftime just a little bit. And they've made the adjustments and shut it down here in the second half, and this score is going to look like what it should have been from the start.
Cumberland K going to punt it away. Kerr deep to receive. There's a penalty marker down. Kerr is going to field it. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Cuts back. 5. Touchdown. Eric Kerr. And once again, for the second week in a row, we see Kerr score 3 touchdowns, all within about 4 to 5 minutes of game clock. Now, there were pre-snap penalties. Right. There were penalties down. I think we can decline those, though, and that's what Coach Johnson's doing right now. Some penalties you can't accept or decline. They're just automatic. That one, though, was declinable. John and Thomas are debating where Kerr started that return.
I think about the 45 is across the 50. The ball hung in the air, and Kerr ran about 15 yards to come up and meet it. And when he met it, he was full speed, Daniel, and he didn't let up until he got in the end zone.
So for the second week in a row, a special teams touchdown by Alec Kerr. Clay County up now 46-7. Garrett on for the extra point. Hits it high. Ball goes low and hits the crossbar. No good. 46-7 the score, 6:41 left in this non-region contest.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
4 touchdowns for Alec Kerr again here for Clay County as they have blown out the Jets 46-7 here late in this one, Daniel.
I just stand in awe, you know, at watching the sophomore. What was it you called him in the paper this week, Thomas? The second-year star utility man, I think it was, because he does it all. And he is a star. He can do things that a lot of folks can't do, and he showed that here tonight. As Cumberland County fields this Garrett kickoff, tackle's going to be made by Joseph Markham. There was another dog. Give John Hamilton credit on that one, too. We try to limit tackles to only one per person per play, because technically that's how things go, but both of them earned one on that one.
And they've both been playing great. You know, we talk about how deep this sophomore class is. You know, you got guys like Hamilton and Garrett up in that defense and offensive line. And, you know, those guys are the unsung heroes. You hear Kerr's name. You hear Arm's name. We don't want to call them enough, Daniel.
We don't. They've done a great job in that, though, too, as Coach Edwards talked about during the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. Great job by the offensive line up front as we see Clay County now making some substitutions defensively. Have to pull out the handy-dandy roster here. Try to bring those names to you. I believe I saw number 66, Jess Cox, a big run stopper in the middle for the Dogs, come out. Is the timeout's called. 5:46 left in the contest. Clay County 46, Cumberland County 7.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Jets running on 1st and 10. Pick up a few. Thomas, did you catch a gold jersey there on the stop?
Well, I'm still trying to follow one, Daniel, and he won't come out of that pack right there. One of the reserves on that far sideline, I think he's in for the senior Bryson Burchett, maybe at that outside linebacker position.
Probably Austin Anderson.
Got
then.
Some height to him over there on that side.
I'd still mark him over there. 70, Sam Conkin then.
Oh, Sam, that's him.
Sophomore Sam Conkin getting a stop there. A lot of Bulldog reserves on. 2nd and 8, I'll try to bring the names to you. I see Skyler Paraskevich playing this coast side defensive back, accompanied there by Logan Jennings, a freshman outside linebacker. Jets backup quarterback rolls down right side, not much there. Host of dogs on the stop. Looks like Coon's still playing Mike linebacker. We might see number 8, Joseph Burgle, playing that defensive back over there. Pretty sure thing that he was in on that stop. His second recorded stop is a dog defender. He picked up one last week. 4:15 left in this one. Clay County has all but sealed the deal. 46-7 the score. Cumberland County with a great first half of play. It was 21-7 at halftime. Clay County imposed their will, though, during the second half, and they continue to do so here. Substitutions are across the field on both squads. 3rd and 7 run around left side for the Jets. Coast to first down yardage, and he gets it all the way out to midfield where the official tackle is going to be made by number 53, Ricardo McElroy. The Jets advance up to the Cumberland County 48, 2 yards now for midfield. Fourth play of the drive coming for Cumberland County. They took over at the 6:11 mark of this final quarter, and we're already halfway through it, down to about 3:15 left to play. Going to be a nice non-region win here for the Dogs. Could be the last meeting we see between these squads. I'm not sure. Contract runs out this year. I don't know if the teams will renew it or not. Cumberland County's number 17 with a huge gain, and he's going to take this one to the end zone, just dodging his way through the Dog defense. It's number 17, Christian Filler, the junior tailback reserve, putting the Jets on the board here late in this one. Running their tally up to 13. 46-13 now, and we'll see an extra point attempt by the Jets. As we mentioned, Gordonsville is the scene a week from tonight for a big Region 4A matchup. You know, it's kind of down at this point in our minds anyway, even though we're just in week 4. You look at Gordonsville, Clay County, Monterey Thomas as the three-headed monster top Region 4A. Clay County already dispatched Joe Burns last week. I'm satisfied the other teams may do that as well. So we've got three that have separated from the other three, and it's a big one as we go down there to face the Tigers.
No doubt about it, and the Tigers have got a bitter taste in their mouth. They made a trip up here first time we had taken care of business against Gordonsville in quite some time. Huge win for this program last year. And, you know, they're going to be gunning for us. They've played well so far this year. You know, they're in a battle with perennial power in Trousdale County right now. We have to go to Gordonsville I don't have fond memories there. You know, it's a tough place to play. They've got a good tradition down there, a good following. We're probably going to be sitting in the stands.
I love it.
Hopefully with our crowd. We found some power on that side.
Yep.
So,
concessions, we'll stamp hopes was nice to us. Yeah.
They were very nice to us. Looking forward to that one. I know it's been marked on the calendar for quite some time. And just a classic battle here in the Upper Cumberland, and it always is, Daniel.
It is. You know, Gordon's was much improved over last year. They were a young squad last year. They picked up some transfers over the offseason. We know they've also got a talented sophomore quarterback, just as the Bulldogs do. And that's kind of the thing. You sit and you look, and, you know, it's not like these guys are doing battle for the first time. They played them in the youth league. They played them in junior high. They're playing them in high school. And if I'm not mistaken, it's been kind of even. There were some years Gordonsville bested our guys, and there were years that we bested them. So I expect nothing more than a mid-state classic between Region 4A's top two teams. I'm going to go ahead and say that we're both above Monterey because we just don't much like them around the Horizon Sports country, do we?
You know, and I think that's a fair statement at this point. You know, Gordonsville, they played some good ball already this year, and they've got some athletes up there. I know they lost a lot of their guys up front to graduation last year, but apparently they've got some people coming up that are taking those roles.
Those were some of the transfers were linemen that came in.
Okay.
Clay County on the return here. Somebody's streaking down the far sideline before he's run out of bounds, just short of midfield. Dogs will take over at their own 38-yard line with 2:53 remaining in the contest. I know that a lot of you listeners often will probably tune off as soon as the game goes final, but don't do that. Stay with us here for the CarQuest post-game show, where you'll be able to hear the TDS top performer announced, another budget pest control scoreboard update, and lots of good stuff. A timeout has been taken on the field. Unless Thomas or Coach Edwards one has something they want to share, we'll play an ad. What do you think, guys?
Everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Quickly coming back from that timeout, Clay County going, no huddle. Running a play, it was Anderson on the carry. No gain for him, for the freshman. Second and 10. Ball is at the Dog 38, as we mentioned. Down to 2 minutes and 20 seconds remaining here in this contest. Clay County playing slow. I'm not sure they have all 11 men on the field. Confusion in the black and gold huddle. And now Joseph Dawson comes off the field. I thought they didn't have 11. That wasn't the problem. They had too many. Delay a game now against Clay County as the reserves fumbled through that huddle. Play clock's in use here at Clay County High School. Coach Edwards, for the first time ever. You had them last week, presented them to the officials, and they declined to operate them. And they agreed tonight and are using those. That's a nice addition here at John Peoples Field.
I think it is. I think the kids like it, and it's you know, something for the fans to get just a little bit more involved where they kind of know a little more what's going on.
Austin Anderson on the carry. Picks up yardage. Actually, Cumberland County saying they have the football. They do. Clearly, Anderson fumbled there. Bad exchange between him and Virgit. Cumberland County takes over. He does pick up 2 yards, though, before losing the ball. Clay County going to go back on defense. We've got a little tickled here the last few minutes. We do that sometimes late in the contest when Clay County's up big. Gents take over for what's likely the last time tonight. 46-13 the score. 1:52 left. 30 yards out to 35 yards away from the Dog end zone. R. Cumberland County. Quarterback hands off to a back. 13 or 17.
22 on the stop for Clay County. That's Weston Burble, freshman safety. Minute and a half left in this one. We did have that injury earlier in the contest to Cumberland County's Michael Tripp with a senior. Certainly we hope he's okay. There was a lengthy delay during the third quarter as EMS staff attended to him. As Cumberland County carries again, tackle again made by Burble. This time Anderson there, they're able to clean it up. Burble with initial contact did not wrap up and hang on. Austin Anderson there to stop the play. Jets driving inside the red zone now. They've got it at the Clay County 17, under a minute to play in the contest.
Pretty good size up front there, Daniel, in these reserves. Who are those guys? Nose guard.
Joseph Dawson's playing this right defensive tackle. I can't see any other numbers yet. Jets again run it on first down. And six more points added for Cumberland County as the Clay County defensive reserves give up points here late in this one. Two scores. 46-19 currently the score. The last Jet extra point attempt was blocked by Joseph Dawson. Perhaps the Clay County defensive line can reproduce that effort again as the Jets come out to kick. Clay County going to go to 3-1 on the year. Cumberland County to 0-4. As we mentioned, not got a bad football team per se. It's just they play in a tough 4A classification region. And they are going to go to 0-4 on the season as they hit the extra point. Score now, Clay County 46, Cumberland County 20, 30 seconds left in the game.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Clay County with one last official possession. Alec Kerr had an opportunity to return the kick. Respectfully, Coach Johnson had him go ahead and take a knee on that, though. 30 seconds left in this one. Clay County going to come out winners, 46-20. Going to be the final. And I don't think we'll see the Dogs even run a play. Arms in at quarterback. He's under center. Victory formation. And he does take a knee on it. This one's going to go final. Clay County moves to 3-1 on the regular season before traveling to Gordonsville next week. If you can't make that trip, tune in here on the Horizon Sports Network. We encourage you to make the trip, though. Come out. We hope all the Bulldog Nation is by our own hand to cheer on Clay County in what could be the difference between traveling for the first round of the playoffs or hosting the first round of the playoffs. This one finally does go final here at John Tuples Field. Clay County 46, Cumberland County 20. Stay with us after this break for the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the CarQuest post-game show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between. With Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Home One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here on the CarQuest postgame show, Clay County big winners tonight, 46-20 over the Cumberland County Jets. It was 21-7 at halftime. Clay County put together a great second half. They are now 3-1 on the season. Cumberland County drops to 0-4 on the season. And, Thomas, this one ended the way we thought it would, but it didn't start the way we thought it would.
No, it didn't. And his third game this season that Clay County played from behind right off the bat. If you'll remember, both in their opener and the second game, they got down by a score really quick.
Yeah.
And they did it here tonight, but fortunately, this time, it didn't take them long to answer. If you'll remember, 5 quick plays, and they were in the end zone, tied it up 7-7 on Kerr's first touchdown out of the goal line formation. And then the only drive that went south for Clay County in that first half was a quick 3-and-out. Otherwise, they scored on them all. And Carson Sharp and that offensive line just churned away at this Crossville Cumberland County Jet team. He scored his first touchdown to make it 14-7 after Garrett's PAT at the 8:04 mark of the second quarter. And then Kerr capped another big drive by Clay County from the 1-yard line to make it 21-7. And that was your halftime score after Sharp had a big INT, if you'll remember, to end that half and end the threat. And then we saw Clay County go in, make the adjustments, come out with a different attitude. They weren't yielding anything in that second half. I'm sure Coach would probably be able to tell us that. Not much yardage gained until late right there when they tacked on the big long runs at the end for your final score. But Sharp added another touchdown. We saw Kerr score 3 times and really quick, including an electric 45-yard punt return again, Daniel, and put this thing away pretty quick in that second half. So it took a little while for Clay County to find their groove, but they sure found it in that third quarter.
And how demoralizing is that for a opposing defense when you give up 3 scores to the same kid all so quickly? And that was the nail in the coffin once again, just like it was last week. Coach Edwards, what about some of those Cumberland County stats? I know I may be catching you off guard. We usually wait, but I'm kind of curious, first half compared to second half, you know, kind of.
Well, it's 229 total yards of offense, 29 rushes for 142, and you know, when the subs went in the second half, they're midway through the fourth or late in the fourth, you know, Kermit only mustered about 12 rushing yards.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
So all the rest of that came during cleanup time.
Yeah, came in trash time.
Yeah. So through the air, 9 of 21 for 87 yards and two interceptions was junior quarterback Braden Hollett, who looked really, really good the first half.
No doubt.
The second half, I think the Dogs defense turned up the pressure a little bit and made him get rid of that thing a little quicker than he wanted to.
I had watched a little bit of film of them earlier this week, and I questioned his ability. He's got a strange throwing motion, very unique, but you know what? He's accurate with it. He surpassed the ability I thought that he had to play it. He played really good.
Right. I agree with you, Daniel. And, you know, this Dog defense did it again, basically. They made the adjustments. They shut them down in the second half and for the most part in the first half, except for a few big plays. You know, they kept them out of the end zone except for that one time. So, you know, it ended up being a pretty good performance on both sides of the ball. Let's just go defense first. You know, had the senior Bryson Burchett led the way with 7 tackles tonight. 3 of those were for loss. Dalton Gold, another senior, ended up with 6 stops. 1 of those was for loss. Wade Coons, 5 stops tonight, and he also, 1 of those was for loss. And, you know, let's see who else. Jimmy Burchett also had 5 stops. Joseph Markham had 4. Jacob Burnett had 1. Carson Sharp, 2. John Hamilton, 2. Keaton Arms, 1. Levi Garrett, 1, and a sack. Alec Kerr had 3. Can't read my writing here. I'm sorry. Birdwell had 2 Birdwells, 1 each. Weston Birdwell, and you'll have to help me out.
Joseph
Birdwell. Mr. Conkin, McElroy, and Anderson, all with 1 stop. So several people in the column for tackles tonight, led by the seniors, Goad and Bryson Burchett, and then Coons, the junior, and Markham had a good night, and Jimmy Burchett had a good night. Just a pretty good defensive effort also.
I had 2 interceptions, 2 of those tallies, 1 for Kerr, 1 for Sharp.
That's right. I do have those INTs.
Pretty good defensive numbers for Clay County. Thomas, you want to do offense after our final promo? Or?
Let's do it.
Okay. We're going to play 1 final promo, come back and wrap this thing up on the CarQuest postgame show. You're listening to the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Still to come, the announcement of the TPS top performer and a final budget pest control scoreboard update. As we wrap up the CarQuest postgame show, after these words from our sponsor, here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back for the final time here tonight on the CarQuest postgame show, Clay County winners 46-20 here at home over the visiting Cumberland County Jets. A lot of offensive numbers tonight, Thomas. I know it's time for you to share them.
Yeah, and, you know, good night for Keaton Arms, 6 for 10 through the air tonight for 107 total yards. He completed passes to Jacob Burnett, who caught 1 for 16. Joseph Markham caught 3 for 72. We remember one of them was just a very short pass, but Markham did a great job. I think 2 of them, really. Short passes, Markham took them like rushes and did the rest there. And then Jimmy Burchett had 2 catches for 19 yards there. No interceptions. Another fine outing by the sophomore Keaton Arms, I thought, Daniel.
So no touchdowns through the air tonight.
No touchdowns through the air. That's right.
It was a good game by Keaton.
It was. So, and then rushed 33 times for 254 yards and 5 touchdowns. The other score came on the punt return from Alec Kerr. you know, we talked about the Bulldogs kind of changing their MO a little bit last week with power run game, and they really went to work at it tonight.
They did. Offensive line did great up front. I know Coach Johnson and Harris are pleased with that production they've got out of that run game. That's how you dictate and control to the opponent the game.
No doubt about it. We saw Anderson come in with 2 carries for 2 yards. Markham just 1 carry tonight for 4 yards. Arms had a big night. You know, he carried it 6 times for 57 yards at crucial times to set up scores. Kerr, not many yards, 6 carries for only 14 yards, Daniel, but got it across the stripe 3 times, 2 1-yard jumps and a 4-yard touchdown.
Well, you know, Kerr, on those, all 6 of those carries are coming in goal-to-go situations.
That's
we're
right.
In that heavy set, 2 tight ends. They're just right up the gut, other than the one little option pitch to the outside he scored on one time. So that's why you see those lower numbers, because
right.
He scored on 3 of the 6 carries. However, there was sometimes 1 or 2 yards to go to the end zone.
No doubt about it. But tonight, it was all about Carson Sharp, the junior tailback, the workhorse, guys. Going into last year, if you had told me that Carson Sharp was going to be the workhorse tailback of this team, I don't know that I'd have believed you. But I've seen him carry it 15, almost 20 times a game here so far this season. 18 carries, 177 yards, and 2 touchdowns. That's what you talk about, toting the rock right there. And Carson Sharp really showed everything tonight. Everything in his, what he's got in his pocket, he let it out tonight, and it was a joy to watch.
It was. You know, kind of funny you mentioned Carson there last, because it is time now on the Carquest postgame show to announce the TDS top performer. And if you were here watching, it's no surprise that it was Carson Sharp, for what you just mentioned. Coach Johnson, since he came on scene, Carson was a freshman when Coach Johnson took over as head coach. And he quickly, after setting foot here in Salina, he's always talked about Carson Sharp, mentioned him early and often. He's got a lot of respect for that young man. He's got a lot of faith in his ability to play ball. And we're starting to really see why he is so high on the stock of Carson Sharp, because he's got so much better in so many ways. He was good as a freshman,
That's right.
Just improved. He's got more physical now. Like you've mentioned before, he was more of a side-to-side guy. If he got north and south, it was on the edge. Well, he's doing it now on inside zone plays, right up through the teeth of defenses, making cuts off a good blocks off those guards and tackles. And he's not a side-to-side guy. He's a north and south guy.
Right. And every week I see something new out of him. You know, that has to be his desire. We know he's tenacious. We've seen him on the basketball court. We've seen him in lockdown coverage on the outside. Also had an interception tonight, by the way, and several pass breakups, not just his offensive output. But Carson Sharp, when he does something, he does it 100%, and he does it wide open, and he's starting to do it really well from that tailback position. Coach, he plays for you. Talk a little bit about Carson. I know he's your lockdown defender at times too.
Yeah, he'll play a big role for us this year as that lockdown defender. He's a gritty, tough, hard-nosed kid. I mean, he's not he has no fear. You can see that though in the way he runs the ball. He just you put the ball in his hands, and if he's even if you're bigger than him, if he can't get by you, he's going to try to run through you. So he's pretty sure that Coach Harris and Coach Johnson are happy to have him.
Carson Sharp, the TDS top performer, 18 carries, 177 yards. That's right at 10 yards a carry, 2 touchdowns, an interception defensively, multiple pass breakups defensively. Just a great night for the junior, and that's why he is the TDS top performer that is brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Coach, we'd like to finish things off on the CarQuest postgame show with you doing your final budget pest control scoreboard update.
Well, these games may be final now, but they show in late in the fourth quarter. There's former Clay County assistant Mike Dickerson, who's at Lebanon now. They're going to get their first win of the season with 32-14 late in the fourth quarter over Laverne. Maryville 14, Alcoa 9. That's a final score.
Really? It's a little bit of an upset there, wouldn't you say? Maybe.
Alcoa is the smaller school, but they, I don't know if
hard
it's upset,
say.
But yeah, it's always a battle.
Davidson Academy 36, Columbia Academy 0. Final score. Joe Burns pulls one out tonight, 21-20 over the Fighting Irish of Houston County.
Good win for them. They needed that after we embarrassed them last week.
York shut out by Grace Christian of Knoxville, 35-0. Pickett County shut out by Eagleville, 51-0. Monterey 50, Harriman 18, final score. Jackson County shuts out Red Bowling Springs, 43-0. Watertown 21, DeKalb County 14. And in a game that we picked that was 35-33 early in the fourth, Cookeville has pulled away, 56-33 with under a minute. That game's probably final now. Livingston Academy 21, Upperman 14, final score.
What was that one? I'm not ready
to repeat it. No, you're the only one that picked Livingston, and they won.
Okay. Yeah, what was the score?
21-14.
21-14, not a surprise. Okay.
Yeah. You picked that one, remember?
I did.
Trousdale 28, Gordonsville 20, final score.
You didn't pick that one, Coach.
I did not.
You didn't even want to pick that one, period.
I really didn't. Trousdale, my only two losses. Now they're my only three losses. So, that's not true. I lost the Upperman game. So, but anyway, Budget Pest Control scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They are licensed to kill.
46-20. That was the final score. Clay County winners, 3-1 on the season, folks. Find a way to get down to Gordonsville High School next Friday night. We won't be embarrassed or hurt feelings at all if you don't tune in to us. We want you there in person, rooting on the Dogs as they take on the Region 4A top-notch Tigers in a big one. For Thomas Lever and Bob Edwards, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing all of you a good night.